Blog Talk Radio.
Kick my mic off, man. Journeyman here on Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio, here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the show. How you guys all doing out there? Today we're doing Free Reading Friday. Angel cards and five card pyramid spreads as well. Today with my guest, Nicole Bowman, she has a show here on Blog Talk Radio too. Let's bring her on. Nicole, are you there?
I am here. Hi everybody. How are you doing?
I'm doing great and I'm well respected. How you like that? Okay. You know, I'm trying to reverse the whole thing. You know, the idea of people, you know, crossing and doing stuff. One thing I wanted to mention to everybody that we're doing free readings today, so give us a call in here. The number is 646-721-9031. I also do private readings as well. And in order to take it right now, if you look in the chat room, I have a lot of specials going on. And basically, what we got going on here for private readings, 60-minute sessions are going for $125, 30-minute sessions, $75, and 15-minute sessions for $45. So if you want to give me a call and take advantage of those prices, the number is 937-838-6337, or you can contact me through my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. I also have gift certificates. Pretty reasonable, and also have blocks of time available too. So call. And the number is 937-838-6337. I also, for the people who call the show, I do have a thing going on right now where it's like, how would you put that? I have a special rate for people who call the show. It's $65 for 60 minutes and $45 for 30 minutes. If you call and book a reading with me on this show while we're on the show and go to my website and schedule an appointment with me to do after the show, I will give you an additional 10% off that $65 and that $45 reading. Okay? So get in there and take advantage of those. I also have a fund called Going to Manitou Springs, Colorado Fund, and Support My Shows Fund. And for everybody who donates $5 or more, I will give you a private five-card angel reading. So call me on that. The private number is 937-838-6337. Like I said, for the 60-minute private angel card session that I offer for $65 for people who call the show, I'll give you an additional 10% if you schedule one for after the show. So get in there and take advantage of that situation and that great bargain. And welcome to everybody here. Yeah, it's one of those things where we're just trying to give everybody a situation. Because right now, I'm trying to get to Colorado. And basically, if you go to my website, you'll see it says, help me get home and help me to support the shows. Because right now, I actually have two shows that I'm doing. And actually, with the situation with Courtney being MIA, I haven't heard from her in almost a week. And,
oh, man, you're a busy man.
Huh?
I say you're a busy man.
Yeah, because I'm trying to put some shows together right now. I got a show I'm trying to put together for Monday, which I was sitting there looking at. I said, how come when I pushed, you know, when your show's over with, you click on the show over thing, and then it'll show you what the next show's all about, right? Well, it showed me Fridays. I'm sort of going, what's it showing me next Fridays for? I was like, oh, shoot, I forgot to schedule Monday and Wednesday shows. So they were still in the works. They were still like, okay, this is kind of crazy. But what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to put a show together for Monday, and it might actually happen Wednesday. It's a show that I'm trying to take. I'm doing some research on that. I'm trying to trace the origin of the Loch Ness monster back to Atlantis. And my goal is with this show that I have in the mornings, which is called The Missing Spiritual Link. It's on 11 a.m. Eastern. Is to take bits and pieces of things that we know about, like the Loch Ness monster, the Yeti, the Bigfoot. The runways in Peru, just all these things, and tracing them back to the roots, to originate back to Atlantis. And so far, I've been able to touch on everything and going back to that source. So, but, you know, it takes some research and time and that kind of stuff. And I just realized that in the process of, I was talking to Amy, who's also has a donation thing, too. See, what it is, it's like donate to the Going to Manitou Springs, Colorado Fund to get me home, okay? Also, help me support the show by donations. Amy already donated $5. Wanda's already donated over $20. And we also had a guy yesterday who donated $45 today. So, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are just wanting to give back and looking for different ways to do that. And if someone gave me the choice to do the same thing, I did. I would. And if I'm not mistaken, I did. I donated Nicole $5. And my next donation is going to be toward Amy as soon as I... It's like one of those things. It's already in the plans. It's just the ideal. It just has to be done. So, you know, it's just one of those things of giving back, and that's the biggest thing. So, everybody, and one thing about the whole situation, guys, when I say free readings, I guarantee you that you're getting a free reading. And if you sit there and have been on my show, I've been on the show for 45 to an hour after the show is over with. I've even had people call me personally and give them personal readings because I felt bad because I didn't get to them on the show because I took, you know, I take my time with clients and stuff and actually take my time with people who are on the show. So, you know, the ideal, the situation is, I think you should take in consideration the whole ideal. It's not the ideal bragging or nothing, but I do two hour shows 4 days a week, and I do two shows a week that are 3 hours. And now I take it on the show in the mornings where that's 2 hours for two of those shows, and then my Friday show this morning was 3 hours. It was my first 3-hour show, and it was pretty cool. So, you know, we had all the people calling in and doing our little thing and that kind of stuff, and I'm just stressing to everybody that, you know, it's donations are like this. You don't have to give a donation if you don't want to. It's not saying if you don't give a donation, you don't get a reading on the show. Everybody knows that's not true. Well, the show's here for a reason, and that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying the idea to keep the format open and that kind of thing, you know, contributing, it would be like if you don't go to church and you're looking for a way to give it back, that's what I do. I mean, shoot, I actually run to those freaking buckets at Christmas time, the guy with the bell and everything. It's like, hey, here's some money. Drop it in there. I don't care. Because I'm like this. I was at church one time, and I didn't really have anything to give except for 6 cents. But the way I look at it, whatever you put out there will come back on you tenfold. So I sent out 6 cents, and that in the week I got me a candy bar. I think it all balanced out, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Yeah, so it's just the idea of getting across to everybody that if you call the show right now and schedule this, you know, schedule a private reading, you get 10% off. Also, if you call in the show right now, you can get a couple questions answered. And I want you all to think about this. I used to sit here and tell you all, please, two questions only. Ask yourself, when's the last time you actually asked two questions, okay? Let's just be honest with each other. So we're putting our time in there. So if I was just on Monday through Thursday, that's like 8 hours, okay? And then we have two other days on there. That's additional 6 hours. So you're talking, what is that? I'm not really good at math. What is it?
Eight and six is 48. So basically, you know, that's almost a 50-hour work week. Yeah, there.
yeah, you know, it's one thing I was thinking about too. I started counting in the idea of the show because I was talking to Amy, and Amy only does shows a week, and she was talking about the 6 hours she was giving. I'm sitting there going, jeez, and she's feeling overworked, mm-hmm. You know. So I was thinking, I said, shoot, I'm on 6 days a week. So guys, don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, I appreciate everyone out there who's given and who's listened and contributed to the show, and all the people who've actually donated to the show. It's just one of those things that's out there. Take advantage of it. Give. I mean, if I was in the same shit. Sorry. If I was in the same ship and I had a chance to do the same thing, I would. And oops, I have. So, you know, my thing is to probably start giving as, you know, because I was sitting there talking to Amy, and I kind of put it out there too, and say, guys, you know, to me, it's like a wake-up call. It reminds me to do the exact same thing. So when you donate to the show, I'm not a person who doesn't. I don't have a free show. I haven't had a free show since I started. I think let me take that back. I did have a free show for the first two shows, and then I was just like took advantage of the situation, moved up, and was having faith. And that's my biggest thing. The more I put out there, the more I expect back, because that's just the way it works. So it just enables me to give more and more and more and more without even thinking about it. So next, I'm a Premium Plus, so I pay over $100 for the show. And then the morning show, it's probably going to be moving up to a $100 show too. It's just I like the freedom that what those shows offer. I like the idea if I want to do a 1 hour show, a 2 hour show, a 3 hour show, that's what I'm going to do. Or if I want to do three shows a day, an hour apiece, it just gives me a little freedom to do what I want to do. And plus, it also helps me to reach you guys at the best time that you guys can call and ask your questions. So everybody's welcome to the show, no matter what. Okay? It's just that a lot of people have sit there and come to me and said my prices are too low for what I offer. And if you sit there and do the readings, hear the readings that I do, I take probably an average of 20 minutes for each person. Okay? And
sometimes I think you actually do a little more than that. I would say it's closer to maybe like half an hour.
Yeah.
Where you're talking with them and giving them a quality half-hour reading.
And where are you going to call? Where are you going to go? You can't call Psychic Source. You cannot call Circle Stars. You cannot call these psychic lines and California psychics and get two or three psychics at the same time. When was it? Wednesday, I think it was. Amy was on here, and I had my guest, Carol Watson, which she wasn't my guest. She was actually a caller who called in, who's going to be a guest on my show, I think, 7th of March, and she's a psychic, she's a reader, and Amy, we know Amy's a reader, she was here, so when people were calling in, they were getting not just information from one psychic, they were getting information from three, and that's what I like to do. I like to have those kind of formats of you guys coming somewhere where you can get one, two, and three opinions at the same time, and, you know, walk away, because that one lady, we hit her, me and Amy hit her with all kinds of information. So she said, "Thank you very much. I need time to process it." But she also was a very good lady because she realized that she could process it. She just needed time. That's why she heard it, and that's why we're here. You know, we're all guided to do what we have to do, and like you know, the whole thing. I'm not asking anybody for any kind of certain kind of money. It's just you know, I thought $5 was a really good thing out there for people to do. Like I said, we had a guy yesterday who donated $45. I had a lady donate $60. So, you know, this is...
That's great.
It's all happening, and that's great. Now if I can just get everything caught up, I can actually feel a sigh of relief. But, you know, but it's one of those things where I would say one thing. Everything happens at the right time. I was kind of worried about making my computer payment today, which I did. You know, because that's what people understand. We're not just paying for the shows. Right now, I actually had invested in a lot of equipment to make sure that I have the best quality for this show, so everybody can hear me, I can hear them, everything comes kind of clearly. So I actually invested in a laptop, the ideal of just all the things that go into that. I mean, I'm on the computer probably 24/7 sometimes. My mom said I'm hibernating, and I'm like, no, I'm just trying to make sure that I give the best shows. I like to take at least a half hour before the show even starts to do research on some things, just to make sure I know what I'm doing. And right now, we've been doing this one topic, which is basically about super beings, how to take care of limitations. And I just got a hold of this book. I ordered this book for some reason. And after I started reading, I realized why I was guided to, because it's just, there's a part in here that makes so sense to people that says, this book itself veers away from the aspect ideal, the accepted ideal of conscious and subconscious mind, and underscores the fact that while we are not all of God, God is all of us, including the mind of decision and choice and the principle of creative power. It's like we got Ralph Waldo Emerson said, the way to mend the bad world is to create the right world. So what he's saying is, you already know what the bad world is. So therefore, by creating the right world, which means you focus on the right world, things change in your life. And they're talking about a lot of things in this book, where it says, it's like people think in the situation, this is what I've heard a lot about too, and I thought, it's like, is this leaving God out of the equation? I don't think so. The activity of God is the manifesting energy that produces the effect according to what the mind chooses, degrees, and believes. And when our minds are identified with the divine thought system of our essential self, that which is manifest is love fulfilled on earth as it is in heaven. So the ideal of going out and getting the life and get, how do you put that, Nicole? I mean, it's like looking at the situation going, if you focus on your life and go out and get exactly what you're directed or guided to do, then that is a spiritual concept of living what you were meant to live in the first place. So I was like, it is a spiritual process for those who are ready to assume responsibility for their lives as active co-creators. So what it's saying is, once these people came to the point of taking 100% responsibility for their lives and realized that everything happens for a reason, then they realized that they were in full control. So therefore, the reason their lives sucked is because they wanted it to. And then they came to the conclusion by realizing that, it wasn't like someone pointing, that's why I tell people all the time, I'm not pointing out to you and saying you are a bad person. I'm just giving you a place to start. Because you're asking me a question. What's wrong with my life? It's hard to say it sometimes, but the truth hurts. It's you. So you need to correct you. You need to focus on you. You need to go inside and go, okay, what do I need to work on? If it's a complete overhaul, then do the complete overhaul, because I guarantee you, if as you overhaul you, your life gets overhauled at the same time. So therefore, you have a different experience on the outside, plain and simple. And I know you guys are all sitting there going, okay, we want to do readings. And why don't you guys sit back and relax? And I might just actually answer some questions for you before you even get on there. And you know, Nicole, we've been on the show before. Huh?
Oh, I was just teasing you. I was like, you might? Really?
But you know, for a fact, you've been on this show before when people have asked. We had a lady on the show one time where she came on the air and she was like, well, I was going to ask you some questions, but you already answered them. So I was like, yeah, so that was a cool thing, you know? It was like looking at everything and going, So I feel like when I'm guided to start talking about certain things before I do readings, there's a reason, okay? And you can't go against the idea, you know this for a fact, that everything happens for a reason. Even when you disagree with it, it has a tendency to prove itself anyway, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You're like, okay, that person got hit by the car. But see, in the process of that person getting hit by a car, awareness was brought to if it was a bad intersection or light needed to be there or something, came out of that experience. And if we all look for the positive and everything, we realize that everything happens for a reason. And that person's life was not in vain. It was pointing out a hazard that now got corrected. I mean, it's like we could look at the idea of conspiracy on the 9/11 thing. Woo! Or we could look at it and realize how, I wanted to use the F word, how screwed up our country is. As I was telling my mom the other day, I was like, you know, my biggest problem with the whole thing is the government is trying to make our security system more than what it was. When I sit here and look at it and realize that had nothing to do with it. It was people not doing their jobs. Now we're trying to overcompensate, and the process of overcompensating. And the reason I say that, the reason I sit there and look at the situation and say it's overcompensating, because it's making people's life miserable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We have people who are in security who shouldn't be in security. We have people doing things that shouldn't be doing things. So all these problems came out of that. I think that when you're in a situation that's a win-win situation, everybody wins. And if you look at these situations, nobody's winning. And the government keeps upgrading the security thing. Did you notice that? The alert is still where it's at. And you're thinking, if we have such great security in this country and we just escalate everything, shouldn't we be more protected? And I was like, so I said, and as a psychic, you can take it to the bank. The reason they're doing that, because they want to keep us in fear. I still feel like the government had more to do with it than you think. I think, and it's like this, guys, I don't really believe in the ideal of lining the buildings with explosives and going that far, okay? What I'm saying is, I did a research on World War II, and see, the government was looking for a way to get into the war, but legitimately, so the public would follow them into it. They wouldn't question it, because of the situation. It happened. So therefore, Japan was already going to bomb us. Japan was actually going to do exactly what they were going to do, all right? And the government knew that. Let's see, what the government did was, if you look at that whole thing, they're all sitting there talking about all the reasons why it happened, all the excuses. And you know for a fact, after we've done this, after you've done and worked as in the spiritual realm of things, you start realizing that excuses are people who don't want to take responsibility for what they did, or they're part of it anyway. And when you, and so we're getting all kinds of excuses across the board saying, well, this was how radar was just new and blah, 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 blah. From all the things I've done and all the things I focus on in the area, the government knew exactly that Japan was going to do exactly what they did. What made the government so freaked out about it is the same thing with 9/11. They let it happen. They looked at it as an excuse to get into a war, to legitimize the whole situation, make it legit so we can actually do that. And I do feel like it's a bad situation all around, just because the government's thinking, okay, we'll do this, you know, the casualties can't be that bad, right? And that's the whole thing. And 9/11 and World War II, the thing was a little bit more than the government thought it was going to be. But once things were put into play, you can't take it back. It's a done deal. So you just have to, you know, you just have to really get your feet. So I think what really motivated our government was, yeah, you're right. We was a sleeping giant at the time. And it did waken people up to do and pull together for a while. The government kind of got away from it. But, you know, so I was going to say, even in that situation, and even 9/11, you can still look at the situations of how people came together. The fire department and the police department in New York were constantly at competition with each other. But on that one, a lot of them came together and worked together as a group. So a lot of things came out of that. And that's what I'm saying. Live the spiritual lifestyle for a while. You'll start seeing the positive in everything. Everything that happens. So the idea of people dying there, such a thing as death. It's the idea of clearing up the old in favor of the new. So let's go do some readings and let's take our topic down a little bit. Calm down. Cool. And just give you some things for thought, guys. It's like the idea of how much control do you have over your life? 100%. You are a co-creator with God. So therefore, you ask God for it. You live your life. And what I mean by living your life is to just keep going forward. Because it's not happening right now, because it's not meant to happen right now. But if you keep continuing going forward and living your life, what you're going to find out one day is what you've actually focused on, you'll be living. But now you're looking back on it going, whoa, that was crazy. The house that I've been focusing on, I've actually been living in for 2 years. But see, you don't notice the end result of your manifestation, because in reality, there is no end. It brings you into another level of your life. We were talking about this morning on the show, talking about Jesus when he came here and his death and the idea of being reborn. And I said, isn't it kind of crazy? That's how manifestation is, isn't it? You know, you sit there and want to change your life. So therefore, basically, the old life dies in favor of the new. You go forward like what Jesus did. He went right forward and did the whole things. We've gone through some, and the ideal, seriously, guys, if you've ever done my job and talked to people, and Nicole can vouch for this, it's hard. Mm-hmm. It's very painful for people to let go of the past. So if you look at the idea of what Jesus did and his death is the ideal of how some people go through letting go of that past in favor of being reborn. And when you have a manifestation that happened in your life, more than likely what you're manifesting is going to change your life, where you feel like you've been reborn because now you're living the life you've always wanted. Mm-hmm. There you go. And all you had to do was read that one section of the Bible and learn that. So it's like open your eyes and look at the situation. And we had a subject on I was telling a friend of mine, I don't approve, or how would I put this? I don't believe in the idea of gay and that kind of stuff. But on the other hand, the people I've actually worked with and talked to, the idea of loving each other, you can't dismiss that. Mm-hmm. So you kind of look at the whole thing and go, okay, that's not for me, but you know how it is. It's each their own. You move on, and that's the whole idea of loving each other. If it is something being knocked off the path, it's not my responsibility to criticize them, okay? Mm-hmm. It's them working through something or something about their spiritual – that's their spiritual path, my spiritual path, this and any other. I think the idea of crossing each other's paths in any kind of sense of words, sometimes I think it's just simply to show you that you can love anyone and everyone unconditionally. So the ideal of this world, criticizing other people, I think that we've heard this before. If you're criticizing somebody else, you're criticizing yourself. So therefore, mm-hmm. when you love somebody else, you're loving yourself. Plain and simple. Mm-hmm. So I hope that that came across the right way. Because seriously, Nicole, I had a lady call me up, and it's the ideal of distinguishing between the two, okay? Now, I'm not going to sit there and say I've actually talked to gay people who actually have just chosen to love the same sex, okay? But I've also had people I've done readings for who come to me that I just don't feel like they are. I feel like they're using that as a way of hiding. I had a lady came to me, for example, who came to me and said, I want to know why all my girlfriends keep leaving me for guys. Now, when I started working with her, you could see that she was still kind of confused about her sexuality. So, therefore, she was attracting women who were the same way. But by those two people getting together, her girlfriends were getting to a point where they wasn't confused about their sexuality. And they realized they needed to be with men. So, that's what they did. So, I tried to tell her that. And she's like, oh, you're just bashing gays. How in the world, in that statement, was I bashing her? I was just pointing out... Like, I always feel like when I listen to my guys and angels, they're just pointing out to me the truth. And so the lady asked me, she goes, I called you up to ask you how could I get a relationship that works. And I said, and I have been telling you, you are not gay. And I said, I'm not saying that because that's my opinion. I'm saying the information comes across me like this. And she goes, you're just bashing. I said, okay, fine. When I tried this, God said you are supposed to be with a man. So therefore... Now you're slapping God in the face because you're asking for the perfect relationship. Now you're refusing to take it. I said, that's the simple thing about the whole thing. I said, you take a look at everybody you've been with. Now your girlfriends are happy with the people they're with. And the reason you're so angry is because you can't find that kind of happiness. And you thought it was with them. So it's just the idea of looking at things realistically. Are you or are you not? I said, every time I focus on you, I see you with the man. That was the visions I saw. That was the visions that were coming to me. And what was so bad about the whole thing was, that was the same thing happening to her. But she was so dead bent on that she was gay, and she kept pushing it and throwing it in people's faces. That's the difference. If it is, I always say, if it is what it is, it will reflect. If it isn't, then you're just trying to convince me of something that you're not ready to admit yourself. That's the simple thing.
And I think also, I think psychically too, what I was picking up with her is that there was a, I agree in terms of those relationships being reflected back there. You know, Hope in the chat room said we attract who we are, and I definitely agree with that. I think that this woman that you read for, what I'm sensing psychically about her, was the same thing, that she wasn't actually ready for a stable relationship, to be honest, and she really wasn't ready. There was a lot of soul searching and things that she needed to do on her own before she could actually step into a relationship and make herself known and make herself seen. And allow somebody to see all parts of her. And I think sometimes when people call psychics a medium, you know, channels, a lot of words are used for people that connect with God or connect with certain beings, certain entities, and angelic beings. But oftentimes when people call in and they want to know when they're going to meet the love of their life or why the marriage is falling apart or why the siblings aren't talking to them, you know, you have to get away from a place of blame. And you have to look honestly at what's going on inside of you. Are you ready to attract the type of person that you want to be with? Are you really ready to be in a relationship where you show all sides of yourself? And what I found is a lot of people that come in asking for the love of their life, what they're really looking for is themselves. They're really thinking, okay, if I can just get with this person, I'm going to feel complete. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to have the perfect job. I'm going to have this amazing spouse. I'm going to have your kids. It's all going to be great, and I just need these things, and I'll feel good. But what they don't understand is there are so many people that have that. And on the outside, looking in, it looks perfect, and it looks great. But inside, it's a very different picture. And that's because you have to get in line with you before you can really attract that. And you know, I was reading for someone today, and she was dealing with worrying about a lot of people. And the one thing I told her is take the attention off of worrying about other people and take it back to you, because the worry is actually a distraction. Sometimes we don't want to look at ourselves, but we kind of push it off on, you know, oh, well, if I didn't have this boyfriend that did this, or if I didn't have, if my kids weren't driving me nuts. But you got to get back to you, you know, get back to yourself.
Yeah.
That's really important.
You definitely have to find yourself. I was looking at things. It's called, the book I was talking about was Alchemy Handbook. It talks about there's different ways of alchemy, and I was looking at this one where it talks about dynamic alchemy calls for us to fully understand cause and effect, mind and manifestation, energy and matter, and to move from what may consider passive spirituality to positive assertiveness in order in our rediscovery of the ideal life. So we already have the ideal life. Now we're just rediscovering it. We're discovering it. We're rediscovering it. So we've gotten off the path somewhere along the line, and now you're getting back onto it. And a lot of us have taken different lives, many, many lifetimes, to learn certain things to get that way. And we learn certain things that brings us back to the path, and then we come back to learn more. I think sometimes it's in a way of actually finding that path a whole lot quicker in certain situations, and sometimes not. But I was sitting there looking at this situation where the other idea came to me too. It says, if your life is not what you think it is, then you're not what you think you are. It's missing pieces of you that's reflecting in the pieces that are missing in your life. And because I've had people look at me and go, well, my life, I know myself, I've found all the pieces to my life. Then why is there still lack and limitation in your life? There must still be some kind of lack and limitation within yourself. And I guarantee you, when you find that, you will be living the life that you have always wanted. So therefore, if you're not, you need to go back in yourself and really open your eyes and see what you see for real. And you understand the missing pieces. It could be just the idea of having a bent antenna, which means your chakras need to be cleansed or balanced, or your aura is still have blockages in it too. Because I've always looked at the aura. That's the thing you really use. It's like you have an aura, and your chakras are like batteries. Okay, if those batteries are not charged and balanced, then they can't really let the aura do what it's meant to do, which is the extension of the soul. Which when people walk into a room and go, okay, I can feel the energy of the room. Because let me look at the situation, what we're talking about here. We're talking about chakras. Okay, that's energy. There's energy wheels. The aura is an extension of your spiritual self, which is energy too. So they're all energy of working together. And when those things are not aligned and working like they're supposed to, it's like a radio. If you break the antenna off a radio, what do you get? You get a bad connection. So I'm just saying, when we say take a look at yourself, maybe you have dealt with issues and that kind of stuff. But if you're still here on this planet, you're still here for a reason, and you're still learning a lot of lessons along the way. And you're still growing spiritually. Will you ever stop growing spiritually? I really don't think so. I think it's one of those things that, why would you want to? I think it's a fun progress. It's a whole lot better than being human, in the sense of the word, okay? I guess it's the idea of realizing that the human body is nothing but transportation, the extension of your body. But it's also like, look at your car. Why is the car made the way it is? It also protects you from the elements, life in itself. So that's what your body does. And when you treat your car good, your car treats you good. And you can tell me this way, Nicole, or not, but when you own a car for a period of time, don't you feel like that you and that car are one? And you can, you know, like when you pull into a parking place, you know how far your bumper is out. You don't have to get out and look at it. You just feel it, okay? So it's just the idea of coming in connection with your car and knowing everything else. But also, that person is usually confident with themselves after a period of time of driving. But they just whip it into the freaking parking place. And you're like, how do you do that? It's like anybody else. It's just having a strong sense of belief in themselves. And if you ever look at those people who have a very strong belief in themselves, they have a very strong belief in a lot of things. And they have, you know, they have incredible lives. Do they have ups and downs too? Yeah, but they get through those ups and downs a whole lot quicker. So, like, I tried to escalate it down a little bit, guys. I don't know why it went back up. but it just seemed like everything comes across for a reason, so take it for the way it is. And we're gonna start doing some readings, I promise you. So we're going to go to my first caller, which is 863, welcome to the show. Welcome, and what's your name?
Well, hello. My name is Ingrid, and I'm calling from Central Florida, Sebring. Florida?
Spring. So what is it?
Sebring, Florida, like Chrysler Sebring.
Sebring. What's that close to, may I ask? What's that close to?
I'm close to Lake Placid, or an hour and a half from Orlando. I'm between Orlando and Miami.
Oh, okay.
Central Florida.
I live in Orlando.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Nicole lives in Orlando. And So, and your first name, I'm sorry.
It's Ingrid.
Ingrid. Okay, Ingrid. I'm sorry. So do you have a couple questions for us?
Oh, do I ever. I've been listening to you, and you guys are great. I've been trying to get out of the rut which I'm in, and I believe I created that. Now I'm trying to find out how I can get back on my feet, you know, financially speaking, because I'm a negative in my bank account. And I met my puppy love accidentally on December 25th, and then I lost him. I know I created that because, so I want to know about my financial life and my love life. Finance first, if
well,
possible.
The first thing I pick up is you need to stop saying that word negative. I put it a different way. I'm no longer in the positive. So how can I get in the positive? I focus on the positive because I heard you say I'm now in the negative. But see, you didn't specify what that meant. So it seems like it's almost pulling you back in your whole life, of pulling you back into the negative. So that's why it's like a vicious circle trying to get away from that, because you keep reaffirming. Every time you say negative, you basically reaffirm that. And I was sort of looking at it. It was kind of funny. I love how I said it, kind of, there's a technique to do readings. I can't remember the exact name of it is, but what you do is you take a book and you just put the book down and whatever, and it's like you ask a question. I need a guidance on this, this, and this. Then you just let the book open and fall where it may, and then you read what those pages have to say to you. And what's so funny about it is it always seems to help you with the information in those pages. It doesn't matter what kind of book it is. It's just the ideal. If you're attracted to a certain kind of book, it's like your guidance is leading to that book because the information that you need is in that book, okay? I would definitely get this book called The Alchemist Handbook, okay? It's by a guy named John Randolph Price. There's a section in here that talks about he was going through experimenting with the alchemy process and attempting to use the hissing sound, because he believes that in our words, when we talk and we say things, when we pronounce things and we can pronounce them and pronunciate where they kind of like, they kind of resonate real long. Like there's another book you should get too. And I tell people about books all the time. The reason I do that, because I think we need foundation, because a lot of people have no idea what they're doing. And the books that I've actually looked at, because you're all sitting there saying, you are wonderful, it's great how you pick these things and that kind of stuff. That's why I recommend these books, because when I started looking at these books, and they started awakening up things inside of me too as well. So that's the reason I recommend the books that I do, because I feel like it will do the same thing for you. It'll awaken things in you that already exist. It's just the ideal of you reacquainting yourself with those things. And in this book, and there's a book called by John Holland, it's called The Psychic Navigator. In that book, it has certain sounds that you say, like for your root chakra, you pronounce the word lam, lam. For your sacred chakra, it's vam. For your solar plex, it's ram. And then for your heart chakra, it's yam. And then when you get to the throat chakra, it's ham. And then we've all heard this one. For the third eye, it's om. And then for the crown chakra, it's just basically breathing. Because when you do these sounds, what you do is you breathe in through your nose, and then as you breathe out, you say the word and just let it resonate. You know, like lam. And as you exhale, okay. But when you get to the crown chakra, it's silence. So what you do is you do the exact same thing. You breathe through your nose and out through your mouth. But what you do is you just be as still as possible, because what they're doing is you're opening the chakras to let them do what they want to do. Well, the crown chakra is for collecting information. If you're too busy talking and thinking and doing all this kind of stuff, what it's trying to get you to do is trying to get you to calm and relax and be still, so you can actually hear your guidance. The more still you are, the more able you are to interpret the messages that are coming through. And I hate to say that sometimes with people, because people are saying, well, if you do that, we want to come to you. If you don't have to come to me, you're one person that's on the same, has finally come to the truth, who realize who they are. And the ideal, if you don't need somebody and you're good with yourself, then fine. But I still think we all need each other, to the sense of just kind of like bouncing off each other to basically confirm what we already know. So, you know, I always see the people that I talk to. I have a friend of mine who we keep crossing paths for probably the last 5 or 6 years. So, you know, just say, well, those things of trusting that too. And I've noticed that when I started doing those sounds, you could feel it. You could definitely feel the energy and the frequency going higher. And what you're trying to do is, I always tell people, the reason I focus really on unconditional love, and I focus on a meditation, that what you do is you focus, you put your head down, you close your eyes, And you focus on the, I call it the pilot light behind the heart. It's a blue pilot light. You focus on that. As you're focusing on that, just keep telling yourself, I love, I love, I love, I love. And you'll start also feeling your vibration go up too. And you can actually even take this technique and expand that pilot light where it's bigger than your body, that will illuminate your chakras and your aura, so you can actually see the blockages for yourself. So you're basically becoming self-reliant, self-acceptance, and having a very strong sense of self, because you're realizing that you can do all these things yourself. You don't need to go to somebody and get a $200 chakra clearing. Not saying that some people don't. I think they're really good things to start, because sometimes people don't know. But I do know for a fact that the more you do it for yourself, the more you find yourself, the more you become comfortable with yourself, to realize you are a powerful being, but not in the sense of domination, but in realizing that by becoming that powerful person, you become a very strong asset and a blessing to society. Okay? You're no longer thinking about things. You're focusing on, okay, so you get fired. I said to myself this too. I told a friend of mine, I was like, wouldn't it be easier for you if the guy who fired you had an arrow on his head pointing you in the right direction? Because that's exactly what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? When these things are no longer a part of your life, it's like we get the death card saying, clearing out the old in favor of the new. And with your situation, it's just, you're still clearing some things out about yourself. But what you need to do is focus on the word yes.
Okay.
Okay, like I said to Nicole when she asked me, how you doing? I feel great and I'm well respected. You know, any kind of word that resonates, because no is like a brick wall. No. Oh, gosh, that was terrible. Yes goes on. It's like, today I'm going to be blessed with $400. Yes, I can feel it. Yes, it's going to happen. Yes, it's already here. Yes, 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 yes. I love my life. Yes, I just love this whole outfit, this whole situation. Yes, I just love myself to death, because therefore I prove it every day by loving the world and loving everyone who comes in my path. Yes, I do. And just use that word, yes, yes, yes. It's a very positive, resonating, puts it out there all the time. I guarantee you, when you start seeing this, look at your, I mean, another technique that comes to me very quickly is to take your checking account, get a copy of it, or get a copy of your statement. Okay, bring it home, get you some whiteout, white it out, and put in there how much you want to see in that checking account. Get you a focus board or some kind of thing where you're in your workstation at home or right next to your bed when you get up in the mornings, and the very first thing you're going to see is that you're going to see that bank statement that says, I have $500,000 in the plus.
Well, that's the problem. Sorry to interrupt, because I kept saying to myself that I want to make $30,000 within the next 3 months. But a bill comes up, or a light bill, and I say, oh, I need $500 right now.
Take the process even further. Amy kind of laughed when I did that, but she goes, I'm sitting here talking, I said, this is what you need to do with your bills. Throw them in the trash. Why? Because you don't need to be reminded of something you already know that you have to pay in the first place. Or you can take or if you don't want to throw them in the trash, do like I do. You look at those things. Every time I would look at a bill, I imagine in my mind I'm looking at a check for $500. So you keep focusing on the positive. As you focus on the positive, since it's a bill for $500, what you're focusing on is a check for $500. We'll cover that. Amy gave me this too. It's called a new moon check. And what you do is you write a check out for the month. And what you do is on the new moon, which I think is the 3rd of March, you will go in your checkbook, get a check out. And what you do is you write on the check where it says paid to the order of, you put your name, and then where you put the little numbers at, you put paid in full. And then you put down where you spell it out, you put paid in full, do your little squiggly line over to the side.
Mm-hmm.
And then down at the bottom where you sign it, you sign the law of abundance. And then you put in the memo, my new moon check. And what you're saying is that you will, at the end of March, you will be paid in full.
Okay.
You won't have any bills. You won't have anything. You'll be paid in full. Okay? And, you know, as you're focusing and saying, well, I took it one step further. I actually wrote a checkout for $2,400 to myself, for $2,400 a week, and a checkout for my monthly income, too, as well. What I did was I put at the top March 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then we have my new moon check. It says paid in full. So my focus is by the end of March, that's exactly how much I'll be making. That's how much I'll be bringing in. That's how much I'll be blessed with.
Okay. Because I feel that in my energy field, because I've been reading things like The Power of Your Subconscious Mind, Think and Grow Rich, and, you know, I've done some chakra clearing on YouTube. And each time I try to do the crown one, the red one, sometimes I don't really, like, I kind of skip it because I have some weird feelings, like sexual feelings down there. So, you know, I try to go up, you know.
That's your crown chakra. That's your root chakra.
Yeah.
The chakra color you were describing, the red, is actually the root chakra.
Yeah.
And the root chakra is actually... all the chakras are important, but the root chakra is essential because that's the chakra that keeps you grounded in this world. If this root chakra is big or small, that actually, that chakra has a lot to do with receiving money. It also has a lot to do with just the process of giving and receiving in general. But I also think there's something that has sex and sexuality and the ability for you to receive pleasure, if that makes sense. I'm feeling like sometimes you block yourself from feeling pleasure. And that actually, even though that is more in the relationship, I know, I was like, oh, I'm going there, here we go. Even though that's more in your relationship, it actually relates to money as well because it's all interconnected. It's the ability to allow someone to just give you something and not, there's like giving and receiving, but you have to learn how to allow someone to give you a gift and not have to justify it. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I typically don't pull tarot cards, but I have my cards next to me, so I pulled a card for you. And the first card that I pulled was the Five of Cups. And intuitively, I look at the cards and they tell me what I need to know about you. What they said is that your mind is scattered in a lot of different directions, okay? Cups are usually related to emotions, but for you, what it is that your mind, and it's in many, many different directions. So what they're saying is you have to be able to quiet the mind. You have to be able to quiet the mind. It's about achieving harmony and balance in your life. The second thing I want to tell you, as you were talking, there's a song lyric playing in my head. And the song lyrics were, and I'll repeat them if you need me to, I'm killing the ghost of you, and I'm close to awakening me. I'm killing the ghost of you, and I'm close to awakening me. So whoever that you is, what I'm trying to say is that you let that go. There's that part of yourself. There are those old relationships. There is that past. Continue to allow yourself to let go. My guide is also saying, and she was telling me this today as well, sometimes you have to bring yourself back to what your soul's purpose is. And by bringing yourself back to what your soul's purpose is, for some reason, your pockets are full. You're provided for and you're taken care of. I think in your case, what's happening is you're focusing a little too much on the end result as opposed to focusing on the feeling of abundance, right? So you affirm, you know, I'm a millionaire, I'm a billionaire, I'm this, I'm that, but inside you don't feel it. And what you need to do is you really need to really look at those feelings, you know, really confront that part of yourself that doesn't believe it to be true. But the root chakra is very important to you. That actually is, in most meditations, that's really the first chakra you should concentrate on. I'm being told that you're very clairvoyant, so you actually are able to see your chakras. And what you can do is you can scan your body and look at each chakra one by one. With the root chakra, see what it looks like. Because what I'm being told is there's something about your root chakra that's a little, they literally said it's rusted, if that makes sense, like rusted out a little bit.
It's a rusty brown.
Buff it and shine it. Yeah, it needs to be buffed and shine white light. The next thing I want to tell you is I pulled the Four of Coins. Coins are all about reward, whether it be financial or anything of that nature. But the interesting thing is that what this card tells me about you is this tells me about what you want and who you are and where you are right now. And I to tell you what you're experiencing right now, that's not quite you. Do you understand what I'm saying? My cards, they're very dual in the way that the person designed them. But the card, the Four of Coins, it actually has a picture of Marilyn Monroe. And what they were impressing me to say about you is that her image, that's what you're like inside, her outer image. There's an element of almost glamour and sophistication. And what they're trying to say is don't get in the trap of believing that what you're experiencing right now is who you are, because it's not. Okay.
Okay.
It's not. You know what I mean? You have to get back to you are. But yeah, Donnie, I'll let you go on ahead and finish what you were saying. But that's what jumped out at me for you.
Okay, thank you. It's true.
Yeah, and so the idea of focusing on her root chakra, what she's doing when she focuses on that and she gets this uncomfortable feeling, is the ideal of some people really feel that certain kind of emotions when they're spending money. That's why they spend money. It's an imbalance in their sacral chakra. So what's happening is when her root chakra is not balanced and it's in the state that it's in, it's also affecting her sacral chakra. That's why it's...
Mm-hmm.
And the idea of working on that root chakra is very important. Also, if you think about people who are who have very good relationships, they're also very balanced in their relationships. So there's not an excessive of sex or whatever it is. It's all balanced out. So that's where we're talking about balancing out the root chakra. It balances out, basically, it's a grounding thing for all the chakras to, I think that's why they call it the root chakra. It kind of roots everything in, so everything else works efficiently and it's balanced. You know, and we know for a fact if one chakra is out of whack, sometimes we do have a little bit of imbalances. But as long as the root chakra is in balance, we seem to be able to still deal and balance those other ones out, and we seem to get over those things a whole lot quicker. I'm just saying, with the situation that I saw, that the root chakra is so out of whack, it's affecting her sacral chakra as well because of the imbalance. So she feels insecure. So it's certain. We can sit here and go any deeper about the sexual part, which I don't think we should do on the air. But there are some sexual insecurities.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's sexual insecurity. So in the process of not being grounded and working on that sacral chakra and the root chakra, you're getting, it's tapping insecurities that you need to look at too as well. So I think in a sense, what we're looking at here is someone who's kind of making excuses not to balance her root chakra because it's tied to a lot of the things that she's not really wanting to look at right now. But I think it's happening for a reason, and I think she really is. She's just not really comfortable what's going to happen.
Right. And this is something that you can actually try at home. My recommendation too is, see, what I've just heard about you and how you read a lot of books, you study a lot of things, but for you, it's about what rings true for you. Do you understand? Like,
yes.
Even if you get a book that's written by an expert of this or that, pick and choose what rings true for you and then apply that to your life. You don't have to do everything. And that's the other thing, too, is that you're doing a lot of different things, you know?
Yes.
Streamline it and get back to you. But the next thing I want to tell you is when you, in your quiet time in the morning or at night, I think it's important for you to look into your life and see who in your life you need to forgive. I'm really sensing, and as I said, I won't get too in-depth with it, but I am sensing a male energy in your life. It feels like a man in your immediate family that you need to forgive. That forgiveness is in order between you and this individual. I'm also feeling that a romantic relationship that you had, there's one person that stands out in particular, kind of a heavy-set gentleman. Cute little cubby guy, but he, this is someone as well. What I'm seeing is those are two people that you need to forgive. And so in your quiet time, you can set your intention. Say, I want to talk to you, God, and I want to heal. Close your eyes and breathe in and out gently and say, God, who do I need to forgive? And let God show you pictures, give you images, give you thoughts of the people you need to forgive. And when those images come, imagine that you're surrounding that person with white light, that brilliant white light, and let them know you're releasing them and letting them go. And if there are particular areas on your body, there are certain areas. The root chakra is really important for you, to get that up. But there are certain areas on your body, that you need to sort of focus on and just, you know how to do the root chakra, so I would say your second chakra is a big area when you're working on forgiveness. Make sure that you're walking that area with white light. That's the big area. That and the root chakra are the two big ones for you.
The only thing I was looking at the most here too was looking at things like focusing on certain meditations that you can use too. And there was one where it talks about we're talking about alchemists, okay? But we're talking about divine alchemy. And it's basically, the book is talking about you must assume this divine identity to work only from love, the love of your whole self and everyone else as that self. Dynamic alchemy is not a greedy or a selfish. It is for the good of all, and what you want for yourself, you must want for all. This is what love is all about. So therefore, what it's saying is, I love everyone without exception. As I think about the past and the present, my mind may focus on certain individuals who evoke less than desirable emotions in me. I now transmute that negative energy by forgiving them and speaking words of unconditional love. Focus on them, focus on yourself, and you say, I love you. And you're saying this to yourself, too. I love you.
Mm-hmm.
For who and what you are, with no strings attached, I am love, you are love, we are all in love, we are one in love, and we are healed through love. I now bring into my consciousness my home, my family, my place of work, my city, state, country, my world, and I send forth love to heal and harmonize every negative condition on this planet. I feel the love pouring forth from my heart center, and I know that this love power will accomplish that for which is sent. I am love in action. And then you kind of sit there and focus and say, may everyone in the world be well. May everyone in the world be rich. May everyone in the world be successful. May everyone in the world be loved and loving. And then say to yourself, I am the universal consciousness of wholeness, individualized and radiant expression. I am the universal consciousness of abundance, individualized and in radiant expression. I am the universal consciousness of success, individualized and radiant expression. I am the universal consciousness of right relations, individualized and in radiant expression. I am. And that's why we sit here and focus on God, who says, I am. Because indirectly what he's doing is he's getting you to focus on yourself, too, to realize who you are. I am everything. I am of you. I am a loving person who loves everyone and everybody loves me. So therefore, I am my brother's keeper. So therefore, since we're all brothers and sisters, we automatically take care of each other.
Mm-hmm.
And see, in order to be successful in this life too, everybody else has to be successful as you.
Yes.
So when we think about these things, how much do you really love yourself? This is, you don't have to give us an answer. It's just the idea of asking you the same question. When you feel, when you're in meditations and you're doing these things and you have the thing, that's the key to loving yourself, or none of this stuff is going to work. Okay, that's the point. You're sitting at energy. You focus on your throat chakra. Imagine this. You focus on your throat chakra. You imagine a stream of golden energy going out into the universe until it touches everyone and everything and comes back to you and touches you too. What you're doing in that moment is you're wishing the best for everyone on this planet. And since you live on this planet too, you're also wishing the best for yourself.
Okay.
So I'm sorry if I don't want to overpower her. So are you comfortable with what you've heard so far?
Yes. I just need to focus more on me, because I used to give people more power. Forget myself and help people. And the lady was telling about a man. Actually, I needed to forgive. Like, I ended an abusive relationship about a year ago. I divorced that person, thank goodness. So I gave him all the love and the attention, and then he took everything and still abused me. So now I'm trying to focus on myself, and I keep saying I'm responsible for my life. I love myself. I am fabulous. You know, so.
Yeah, I just want to stop you for just a second. I think you need to allow yourself, the affirmations that you're saying to yourself are very important, but on top of that, you also need to allow yourself to express the anger, because what I'm feeling is that you feel taken advantage of, and not just by this individual, but other people in life.
Yes, that's
and,
true.
You feel like you give the best, and you get the short end of things, and I think it's very important for you to be able to express your anger fully. And then with time, you just need to express it. And what I'm feeling with you is that you do feel it, you don't express it. And so what happens is you do not express this, and then you try to move from being so angry and so hurt to being happy and excited and blissful. And what I'm saying is the reason why you're finding it hard to make that shift listen and believe the words you're saying is because you have to give yourself permission to feel what you're feeling and to express it. I think, you know, you need someone to talk to. Make just a good girlfriend that you can sit and who will listen. And it's not about bashing him, but it's more about you saying, this is what's going on with me, and this is how I felt, and I can't believe this happened, and will you just sit here and hold my hand and listen? I really feel like you need to do that talking to God, but you also need to do that talking to another person. But what I'm feeling is that you do that for other people. It's not necessarily done for you, right? And if there's anyone in your life right now, if there's a woman, and I feel like there is, I'm actually immediately being shown a woman with a more of a gentle, quiet energy, but a gentle, quiet energy where she will listen, and she will not judge, and she will help you heal. And I kind of just have a sense that she's in your life now already, or she's around somewhere. She feels like she's in her 30s, early 30s, very dark hair, dark eyes, looks like a slender woman. The hair looks kind of long, like it's parted in the middle and pulled back. But there's an interesting quality about her. I feel like you really need that in your life. We do need each other. You know, I was doing a reading for someone today, and we can care for each other. You know, we can shoulder each other. You know, you lean to her for a moment. She leans to you. You talk to God, and it's all a cycle. You know, God uses people. I also wanted to ask you, do you write a book or anything of that nature? Have you been working on a writing project?
Well, actually, yes, because I want to start doing something like as a business, tele seminar, and I want to write books to, you know, tips and to help people.
Yeah, that came up in the cards. That's why I asked. Well, what I'm being told is really get back to what your soul's purpose is. Focus on doing those things that really fulfill you. Write the books that you would love to read. If that makes sense. The things that you're doing, right now, what I'm sensing is you have a lot of excitement. You're reading a lot. You're learning a lot. There's a lot of information. And so you're like, oh, I'm excited. I'm going to do this. 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 But what my guys are saying is that there's a lot going on. You need to chop some stuff away and get back to what really, really moves you and what really resonates with you, and then do that thing. As opposed to a zillion workshops, find the one. You know what? And I'm hearing for you as well. I keep hearing this for people lately. Have you ever done? I'm literally seeing like a group. You sitting with a group of women holding hands. Have you ever heard of Meetup.com?
No.
Okay, Meetup.com is in every I mean, it's all over the United States. I think it's also in many foreign countries. Essentially what it is you type in your address and you find meetup groups for the things you like to do in your area. And it's a great way to meet people. I feel like you need to meet a group of other women, a sensible group. I'm not talking about, you know, people that will, where you can really sit, you can really focus on your spiritual growth. You can also just be there for your friends, like girlfriends. You can go out, you can have a good time. You know, I know financially right now things are where they are. Remind yourself this is going to pass, okay? It's going to pass. But part of it is because you feel like you're being taken advantage of. And so what you're saying to the universe is, my gosh, you guys are taking advantage of me. You're taking everything away from me. And essentially that's what you're putting out. So the universe is giving you more. And what Donnie was saying about stop saying I'm in the negative, you know, stop saying that. You know, I've had that happen to me before too with my bank account. And one of the things that my guys always said is affirm. Stop for a second, let go, you know, allow yourself to be angry for a second, and then shift over to this. To say, my bank account is restored 100-fold. My bank account is restored 100-fold. But for you, the thing is, first, you got to let yourself feel that anger, that fear, that worry. You have to let yourself fully feel it and express it. You can even write it down, and then you go on to, okay, yes, I know this is all that I'm feeling, but the truth is that I'm wealthy. The truth is this, the truth is that. I allow myself to feel these things, but I know with time it's going to change. Because for you, the mind is very important and positive for you. So if you allow yourself to feel what you're feeling and then talk yourself into a new future, you're going to find little signs that you're on your path and you're on your way. And the next card that I picked for you actually was, it's funny because the card is called School, but intuitively, everything that always jumps out at me is usually one thing in the card that I need to tell you about. So the thing that jumps out at me is there's a gentleman with a flower and his face turned up to the sun, holding the flower out to the sun and out to the universe. And that's you and your abundance. Do you understand?
Oh, abundance?
Mm-hmm. You and your abundance. Beautiful flower. He's holding it up to the sun. And what it is you're sending out this beautiful energy and you're receiving it back in. By doing what Donnie and I have told you here tonight and really taking some time and working on that, you're going to start seeing the physical evidence of that work that you've been doing. You need to give yourself permission to heal. You were in a very abusive relationship where you couldn't express yourself the way you needed to. And so now you have to reach yourself how to express what's been packed under for so long. You were trained, you were told on how to shove your emotions down.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As opposed to
scratch the 40.
Saying, you know, I'm not.
Sorry.
I'm not okay. You know, with you know, all the winning numbers. Donnie put winning lottery numbers in the chat room, but you need to allow yourself. You know.
Yeah.
Just allow yourself.
I had two dreams. Like, I was meditating, and I had two dreams. The first one, a guy walked in and gave me a card, like a birthday card. And inside of it, there were hundreds and hundreds of dollar bills. And, you know, I was very, like, that, to me, that was a sign that, you know, abundance is coming into
right.
my life.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
a lady... I went somewhere to visit somebody, and then a lady came out of nowhere, and she says, "You're going to get a house." And I was so shocked. My lips were trembling. Like, I wanted to ask her, well, how do you know that I need a house? Because right now I'm living at somebody else's house, and I'm trying to get out of it, you know? So to me, it's a sign. So that's why I call you guys to say, okay, what am I doing wrong? Because I need to, you know, because I know that when I'm back on my feet, a lot of the universe, you know, people will benefit from it, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. The other thing, too, I would say is people are actually, you're helping people now by what you're saying. But the other thing, too, is take the focus off of what you're doing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take the focus off of what am I doing wrong? Why isn't anything happening? Because when you keep saying, what am I doing wrong and why isn't anything happening, stuff goes wrong and nothing happens. Or if it does, you know what I mean? So you,
yes.
That's the thing, too. You can say, I'm doing the work, and I don't need to see signs of it yet. And if you're mad about that, you can say, and I'm mad about it. But I know, and then you say what you know. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. So I will focus on restarting my chakra again and the root and everything and get back. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And one more phrase to say, okay? Money comes easily and frequently, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What you think about, bring about. What you can conceive, you will be.
Yes, okay. And I will, so you have that every Friday?
What's that?
Your show.
Oh, you can actually tune into my show 6 days a week, Monday through Thursday. It's 8 to 10, and on Fridays and Saturdays we just do readings, which is from 8 to 11. And if you want to, I actually have a show in the mornings, too, called The Missing Spiritual Link, which is on 11 a.m., Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday. That's Eastern time. And I've had people call there, too, and ask me for readings, so I don't turn anybody away. So it's one of those things of putting yourself in the position to say, okay, here I am, so take advantage of the situation. All I'm saying with the situation with my donations is just, you know, if you feel prompted to do so, then do so. It's right there.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking, because when I'm back again on my feet, I want to go back and donate, because, you know, it's good to share, you know, and distribute the wealth, you know. So
thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we think, too. We want to pass the wealth on, too. We have studied so long, and our big goal is to help people, too. And we just want to, it's like all of us working together to make sure that all, to complete the cycle. You know, we give all of our energy out there, so therefore I feel like when people get prompted to give back, it's that's the energy returning. So it's just opening up another, I guess you would say it's like opening a vortex and say, okay, here you go. You know, make it be good for you.
Yeah.
I do it all the time. Yeah. So thank you for calling in, and we do have another caller on the line. So
thank you so much. Have a great evening.
You too. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And like I was saying before, you know, sometimes when you tune in on the show, you will get the you'll get access to not just one reader, but three. And I haven't seen, I don't think I've done a show lately, except for like Mondays and Tuesdays where it's just me. But I've had other days. Amy's been on here. I don't know how many times, and she always really gives of herself too. And you know, sit here and look at the situation of going, okay, you say you're giving away free readings. If you're going to emphasize on the free part, then I wonder what you're all about. Because it's not free readings in a sense.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sweetie.
I agree with what you're saying. I think, you know, it's so important if you are in a position to give. And certainly, you know, there are just times where it may not be available for you at that moment. But if you're in a position to give and you have been blessed by the show, I definitely say, you know, absolutely do it and pay it forward, because honestly we all work together, right? And
I'm just saying with you too, I mean with your show and everything else, it's like we don't sit there and ask you to do things that we don't practice ourselves. I've given you a donation. I'm, like I said, I have a thing in the works where I'm going to give Amy a donation, and it's just all these things of this kind of thing and constantly giving back. If you come to my website and you see my prices and you can't pay those things, but you do have something to offer, I have never turned anybody away. Never.
Right. And honestly, and the thing is too, honestly, Donnie, like working with you, I have become the same way as well. You know, obviously, you know, we have a set price, but the beauty of it is that when there are people that are in the position to pay that set price, that also enables us to take some free time and give to someone who at this point in time may not have the money for a reading, you know, but came into your life for a reason, and so you want to read for them. So I think, you know, just obviously if you feel moved to donate, I mean, if you don't, you don't, and it's not an obligation. But I think sometimes, like I know myself, I've been in positions before where, like, I was like, oh, should I donate to this? Should I not? I don't know, and holding on so tightly. And, you know, sometimes just, you know, even if it's, a lot of times people also think it has to be this grand amount, you know, like it has to be $100 or a few thousand dollars for it to really mean something. But it's interesting to note that, honestly, it's the intention behind it. You know, it's almost like if you go into church and you have some coins and you put that in, or you have a dollar bill and that's all you have. It's really just, it's the intention behind it, behind the giving, you know, more so than the amount. I mean, I was thinking, it's for some reason when I think about giving, I'm reminded of kind of that passage.
I'm sorry, I wasn't laughing at you.
You know, you'll get in that room. In the New Testament where, you know, all of these people crowd around Jesus and they're giving their offering, right? And there's this woman, and it's obvious that she doesn't have money at the moment, so to speak, but she comes and she gives him what it was the equivalent of probably like half a penny in those days. And, you know, just he took her in his arms and, you know, he held her close and he said, thank you. And it was really just because he knew that she gave what she could with a happy, glad heart. So, you know, I mean, I think that's always always something. And it really, Amy actually says in the chat room, she says, giving opens up to abundance in the lives of those we give. And it makes you realize how much you have to give, how much you have to give. I mean, it's just almost like, You're like, I can't believe I just gave 10% of my income to this, but oh my gosh, more money is flowing. And I mean, sometimes it takes a little while to get used to it and feel comfortable with giving, but as you do, you sort of find that you can actually live on a lot less as well. But it's
miracle
a strange thing though, it starts to come. So it's,
It gives you a different twist of Miracle Grow. I saw Amy talking about that, Miracle Grow. I was like, okay, I get it. You know, every time you guys
it's like fertilizer.
Every time someone contributes to the show, you don't just help me and the show itself, but you help everybody who comes here for help. So indirectly, you're part of the masses of helping everybody. Every time you come on and get a reading, you don't realize how many people you're actually helping by getting that reading here on the show, that it affects so many people that are actually listening that maybe they haven't got the courage to call in, but they're still being helped.
Yeah, and just by coming on, I mean, woman that we just spoke with, I know she helped a lot of people, because a lot of people are going through that same thing, and they needed to hear what you and I said to her. They needed to hear what our guys were saying to her. So I completely agree with that, and, you know, I completely agree.
Yes, my icon is actually, yes, it's the gold coin of abundance. I changed my icon.
That is.
Yeah, so.
I couldn't see what that
was. We get it all
basketball.
Cleared up for you. And my, basketball? No, it's actually a ball of energy. What I looked at, I saw it was a ball of energy and a wraparound of things. So it's a continuous, it's a continuous giving. So, yeah, it's the golden coin of abundance because, you know, if you look at a coin, it goes through many people's hands. It actually also, it enhances people's lives by being a part of that. If it does, I mean, I'm just saying the situation of helping somebody in any kind of way. I mean, shoot, you know. That's the whole point of everything you had doing this. Let's go on to our next caller. We're sorry, but we're just like talking, and we just feel like, you know, this Nicole, we usually say things on the air because we're prompted to do so, and we just have this overflowing, want to just contribute as much as we can. So forgive us, but just listen. So be patient with us in the queue. Our next caller is 803. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hey, how's it going? This is Chris.
Chris.
Yeah, I'm calling from South Carolina. I got two questions, if that's okay.
All right.
Okay, I'm having a money issue came up today. Is everything going to work out with that?
Say it one more time, Chris.
I had a money issue today. Money issue popped up today. Is that going to work out?
Yes, it is.
Excellent.
I want you to sit here and try this, too. I've done this before. And just say it to yourself. A financial blessing is going to happen before the end of the week. Or if you want to do a daily one, I do it, too. Right. I put down a great, humongous financial blessing is going to happen before the end of the week. A great financial blessing is going to happen before the end of the day. Now, if you sit here and listen to me, I'm putting a lot of emotion into it. That's how.
That power of attraction.
Right. You got to get that. You got to get the frequency up. So therefore, just keep saying it to yourself.
Okay.
But what I do is I say a financial blessing is going to happen before the end of the week. And if I have any doubts, I sit here and stop and go, okay, I believe it so much, and I'm going to say another financial blessing is going to happen before the end of the week. So therefore, I'm still reaffirming the first one because I'm declaring a second one.
Okay,
I still love that one. Money comes easily and frequently. And try to do that whole thing with anything you got. You know, like the money for the gas bill comes easily and frequently every month. Like clockwork.
Okay.
My income comes easily and frequently, and it's increasing every week. So, you know, just put those things out there. Every time you catch yourself saying something negative or thinking something negative, try to throw one of those things in there. And what you're going to find yourself doing is you're going to start automatically thinking about how you can turn it into a positive. In the process of that doing, you're going to start seeing things on your outside of your life also changing because of that positive thinking that you've started and really focus on accomplishing, that you've already sit there and declared to yourself, no matter what, today I'm going to be abundant, prosperous, and happy.
Sounds good. And
my
second question, do you see any love coming soon?
Do I see love coming to you?
Is any woman coming?
Well, I tell you like this, Chris. If you focus on the first part, the second part's automatic. Seriously. And the sooner you start working on that, the sooner it comes into your life.
Indeed.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, because basically love and abundance is basically almost on the same frequency. It gives off the same resonance as green, you know.
Mm.
So I'm just saying, what's the ideal? You and also get the message that you should work on your root chakra. You should do chakra.
Yeah, I heard that. What is that about? This girl was telling me that. You need to work on
your
root chakra. What is that?
The root chakra. It's the base of your spine. And actually, I tell people to do this, and I wish I could have told this the other lady too. Where I get everybody to focus on the root chakra, which is at the base of the spine, and I also focus on the chakras behind the knees. And the chakra below, it's called the ground chakra. You have a ground chakra and a root chakra. You have that, and the ground chakra is below your feet. So what you need to do is when you're focused, what happens is when you're focusing on the ground chakra and your root chakra, and then once behind your knees, it gives you really, it really reinforces grounding yourself. Okay, when you ground yourself, then everything seems to come to you a whole lot easier.
Okay.
I almost feel like it's because you're grounding yourself that it knows where to come to. Your energy is kind of fluctuating, and once you ground yourself, it kind of stabilizes it. So therefore, what you're trying to attract to you, it can find easily. It's like also the idea of focusing and doing this kind of work also helps you to get to know who you are.
Right.
The more you know who you are, the more you recognize the person you're supposed to be with, because in the essence of the whole thing, it's you.
Excellent. Well, thanks a lot.
Oh, you're welcome. And give us a call anytime. And Chris, I would really recommend that you get a private reading sometime.
Okay.
That's your convenient and what's good for you and that kind of thing. And just come to me, man. I tell everybody, you can go to my website and you see my prices, but I guarantee I can work with anybody's budget.
All right. Thanks a lot. Y'all have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you. And you have a
right.
Yeah, it is Friday, isn't it? Yeah, have a great
right.
weekend. Bye-bye now. I kind of forgot it's Friday.
Yes. It's interesting what you said, too, for Chris, if he's still listening. I know he's on the phone lines, but I totally agree. I think, Chris, you know, it's so funny because lately songs are playing in my head for people, and the song that I heard for him was that Chaka Khan song called Through the Fire. You know what I mean? It's almost like you're getting through the fire, and then you have your reward. And
immediately
when you ask about the win, I immediately call the Five of Coins, and coins are all about rewards. Right, they're all about rewards. So, and when you said the woman and that, when you said you know the abundance and the love would almost go hand in hand. I literally, as I was turning the card, you said that. And what do I see? I see this woman looking at coins on this 4-point card. So, I think just a little more confirmation for him that you know he.
Yes, I also
just,
would. Say,
just fine.
I would also, sorry. I didn't mean to go interrupt you, but I was just going to say that one thing I would pass on to everybody as a tip to actually focus on exactly that, what to do in situations. We were talking about this before, about breathing. I've done this in situations where I'm kind of like hit with a lot of things, and instead of freaking out, what I do is I stop right then and there, no matter where I'm at, unless I'm in the middle of the street, of course. I sit there and stop, and I'll take in 3 breaths. I'll breathe in my nose and out my mouth, and just breathe until I can feel myself calming down, relaxing, and all of a sudden, at that moment, I always seem to know what to do. Okay? If it's just the ideal, stopping for that moment, just to take in the moment, okay? Or, I used to do this when I was in Colorado. Loved Colorado because they would tell me, go hike up on the mountain. Okay? It's like 2:00 in the morning, and they go hike on the mountain. So I go and hike on the mountain. Every time I would do these things that they prompted me to do, the experiences that I had, I actually ran into a bear once, and I was kind of like, I was freaked out, but not, because I thought about it later on. I wasn't scared. Here I was, like 10 feet from this bear, and I was just sitting there looking at him. He's looking at me, and we're kind of like having this conversation. I'm like, dude, what you need to do is you need to go back where you came from. It was really nice talking to you, but I got to go this way, and you should go that way, because I don't like people following me. And the bear turned around and went right back up the woods. So, and that's one thing I did notice. I noticed I was not scared. I questioned it over and over again. I should have been scared out of my freaking wits, but I was not. And it was just the idea of showing me that I've had this talent with animals for a very long time, that it just wasn't domestic animals. It was any kind of animals. I used to have deer walk up to me, and always walking over my nest. When I first went to Colorado, I sensed bears all the time. And I finally did find, I seen it twice. I actually going through my trash, and one that I actually ran into. So it was kind of a creep. It was freaky at once, but then it was like, it was a human thing. It kicked in and made me scared. But once I kind of erased that whole thing and then realized, and then sit there and focus on how I really felt, I wasn't scared. There was no fear. So it was, I think it's one of those things after years and years and years of always working and working and working and trusting my guidance, I've never been taken into a situation where I've gotten hurt by listening. It's always the lack of not listening, okay? But I'm just saying, that's what came to me real close, was just breathe. Learn how to breathe, because it's a proven fact that when we're younger, we breathe real deep. We have all kinds of energy. We do all kinds of things. Our bodies are never, we've jumped off a freaking high. I had a stepson. Well, he wasn't my stepson, but he was my ex-fiance's son, and we were pushing him on a swing, and he was so happy, and he was just having a great time. And I pushed him too high, okay? And he flipped out of the swing, about three times and hit the freaking ground and rolled across mm-hmm. the ground. And I said to look to him, I was scared to death. I ran over to him and grabbed him. He's there laughing his ass off. He said, can we do it again? I was like, no, we cannot do it again. But it was just like the idea of the whole thing. I felt like, this might sound crazy to some people, but I felt anybody who was a part of me, I was a part of them, and the protection that I had, they had it. And it was just like that kind of thing. And I've had experiences of people who try to hurt me having the opposite effect, where they were no longer a part of me. And then there's other people who were a part of me seem to be very well protected. So it shows you that guidance is extension of oneself, but also touching many people at the same time. So you start noticing these things, but I started noticing that even in the midst of them having accidents and then were connected in some way, they stopped having accidents. And like I said before, I've never had any accidents until I have some kind of fear, and the fear makes me hesitate, and then that's when things happen. But as long as I'm walking in my guidance and they're telling me to do things spontaneously, situations I've been in before that I was scared of and maybe had some bad results, this time it's the other way around. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I was a little freaked out because I did something stupid. I was doing squats, and I put the weights back on the rack and missed one side of the rack. But I didn't realize I'd done this until I heard a crash, and I turned around, and the bar had flipped up because the weight had missed. And what I mean by doing something stupid, I thought I could just grab it and stop it. If you guys ever see how much weight I actually leg press and how much I squat, you'd think that was a little crazy to try to sit there and grab it and stop it from happening and end up bruising my wrist because I should have just walked away. I've been known to leg press about half a ton, and I've actually squatted about over 400 pounds. So the idea of actually doing those kind of things wasn't really a wise thing to try to grab it and stop it. I should have just walked away. I actually should have ran away. And it's not the idea of bragging about things. It's not the idea of bragging about things, guys. It's the idea of being confident that the reason we do those things is because we've come to a point where we're comfortable with what we're doing, and we just keep exceeding it. So, you know, we start off with 400 pounds, and we do a 12, and that kind of thing. It's everything in life is like a progression. So, therefore, it teaches you what spirituality is all about. Lifting weights and that kind of stuff have actually taught me a lot about math, mathematics, leverage, weight. I mean, when I'm in other situations, it seems like the knowledge that I have to deal with certain things, like if I have to pick up heavy equipment, I know that how to do it with my legs because I've worked with my legs and that kind of stuff. So it's like the same thing with spirituality. When you walk in a sense of comfort and self-confidence, nothing's impossible to you. So sometimes you do put yourself in that situation where my guidance was saying, you wasn't listening, was you? When you grab that weight. Because, like, walk away. No, I wasn't. I actually had my focus on Shannon, and my focus was elsewhere. And I told her, I said, man, you're going to get me killed. So, you know, try to focus. And I'm just saying, I was focusing on trying to, and I've done this a couple times too, Nicole. You ever done this before when you do a reading for somebody, and they just stick with you? Mm-hmm. And you just feel like maybe you didn't give enough information, and you're hoping to cross paths with them.
Yeah.
And then I started realizing that a lot of readings I do, information still comes in after they hang up. And that's why I always recommend to get a follow-up, because I still have more information still coming through. It's almost like you opened up a dam, okay? And the process of shutting a dam, it doesn't just instantly go, psh. You know, it's a progression. So as you're shutting the gate, the water slowly stops. But there's still a flow. And that's why I feel like when I do readings, like that's what it feels like to me. The flow is still going. And I'm shutting it off slowly so I can get on to the next person. And I actually was listening to Psychic Marissa. Now, she did something that I thought was impressive, because between each reading, what she does is she'll shuffle the cards until she feels like the energy is out of there from the last person she did a reading for, to clear it out, to be prepared for the next person calling. So that was pretty good, because it's a clearing of the energy. And she has a way of doing that. Now, if you ever sit there and listen to her on some things, there are some readings that are questionable, but I think a lot of us people can look at us and say we have some readings that we've done ourselves that are questionable. But on the greater scheme, things I've heard her and done readings for, I got a reading for myself. So, in some sense of the word, she was very impressive to me. Okay? So if you cut into the show a little late, guys, what I was talking about earlier was it's called the Going to Manitou Springs, Colorado Fund and Support My Shows Fund. Right now, I actually have two shows on Block Talk Radio, and I'm averaging, about at least over 25 hours of being on the radio, talking to people, and doing my shows. So I just enacted this fund that you're more than welcome to contribute to, because what you're doing is, I've been trying to get home. So therefore, you're going to help me get home to Colorado, and the idea of supporting my show to keep it going as well, but also, your donations are going to affect so many people in the process of doing that, because we have a lot of people across our paths. But in this, also the sense that you have to understand that by doing these shows, I feel like practicing and doing these things all the time benefits just not you, but also benefits me and everybody who comes on this show, guests and everyone and concerned. And so I guarantee every $5 you donate to this show, you're going to be touching at least 10 people. And we're going to keep continuously putting it out there to everybody. Because I've had so many people call the show or call me after the show who didn't want to talk on the show, ask me the same question all the time. Were you doing a reading for them, or was you doing a reading for me? Was you picking up on me? And no, we were doing a reading for somebody else, but 10 other people were listening. So we're all crossing paths. So if you just want to look at the situation of donating money to help me get home, where I feel like, if you ever been in that sense of going home, and when you get home, what did you feel like? You felt great. That's what I want to do. I want to go home, okay, where I can feel great. But also at the same time, I feel like if I can get there, or when I get there, I feel like to me, what I've actually been putting out, I think I can actually escalate that by tenfold. So therefore, I feel like that will help everybody. I'll be in an environment that I'm happy and content with. And I might be able to actually extend other services out to people, you know? And the idea of keeping my shows going, right now I'm at Premium Plus, and my morning show is probably going to go to Premium Plus too, and that's $100 a month. Might not sound like a lot, but when you start putting the 24 hours in, almost 30 hours in, that's just the shows themselves. I got to do research, I got to call guests. I've actually had a couple guests I messed up. One was supposed to be here on a Monday, and I thought it was going to be on a Thursday, and then the people who was on Thursday was supposed to be on Monday. I'm sitting there going, help me out, guys. Maybe I can actually afford to have a secretary, you know? But so it was kind of a switch up on that, kind of freaked me out. But it's like one of the things, just donate to the fund. And what I'm doing for everybody, too, donate $5 or more to my funds, I will give you a 5-card angel card reading. So, you know, either way it goes, I cannot keep from giving something back in return. So sit there and just jump up, just do the whole thing. We've had so many people who have already donated to the show. Which freaked me out. And it's not the idea of freaking me out. It's the ideal, you know, of seeing the ideal of generosity from people. I knew it existed, and I've seen it happen so many times. And I guess it's just one of those days that, you know, I just, you know, honestly, the reason I love doing this show and the reason I started doing this show is just because I've always wanted to do radio and have a format where I could actually talk and touch more than just one person at a time. You know, when I've sit there and done readings, I just felt like when I get done with the show, everybody's like, wow, you're doing 3-hour shows. You do not realize how I feel after a show's over with. Yes, and sometimes you do feel drained, but at the same time of feeling drained, it's kind of hard to explain to people of feeling drained, but also feeling very happy. That, you know, like this is what I do. I get a chance to do what I do. When people come on the show, I tell them all the time, promote yourself to the fullest of who you are, because I feel so privileged to even have this show that I feel like everybody should benefit from it. I've had people come on to my books and they're like, I don't mean to.
And it's true. I just want to say, are you sure about that? Donnie, thanking you for having me on the show, because honestly, through me being on the show, you know, I've got an opportunity as well to do private sessions with people. You know, there was one person in particular a couple weeks ago when I was on the show that I did a private session with, and because of that, I felt led to share some of what I earned, you know, 10% of what I earned with you. Because, and as Donnie said, sometimes we tithe back and forth, you know, to people that we feel have blessed us in some way, or we've learned something from, and I just felt, you know, blessed to share that with you. But, you know, so it comes back. But I think that's important, you know, helping people out. Mm-hmm. And It's funny because you had a guest on a couple of days ago. I can't remember day, but he was sort of talking about the Western world and how everyone has become very isolated, and we're doing it on our own, and we have our own house and our own car and our own stuff, and I got mine and you get yours. And but you know, we're a family, and I think it's important to help each other. You know, and one person over here may have something that you need, and vice versa. And you know, if we all work together, I think, and we share, everybody's going to have what they need. So you know, I think that's also important as well. You give, it just it opens you up to people as well. You know, you establish relationships. It gets you out. You know, and you're around people, and you find you're more supported. I know I feel that
way. Yeah, because I've actually said it a couple of times. You know, like we were talking about, I'm my brother's keeper. But see, I am my brother's keeper. The term itself, if you really look at it at a broader scan, it means I take care of my brother. We're all brothers and sisters, so therefore we're taking care of each other always. So if you're thinking about your brother and helping your brother, we're all thinking that. So therefore it's a continuous cycle. So that's what we're saying. And if you sit there and hoard and hang on to your money, the only person you're really hurting is yourself. Sure, you got all the money, but like we said before, if you want to hoard your money, hang on to your freaking money until a rainy, you know, keep it, I'm going to hang on to my money for a rainy day. You might actually be, you might be stuck on an arc spending that money. Okay? So it's one of the things of, it's a continuous cycle, so keep the cycle going. And I know for a fact that when I spend my money, I'll do this too, and I don't know why we do this. And before we go any further, I want to tell everybody, we still got an hour and 23 minutes left in the show. It's 9:36 p.m. Eastern. It's February 25th, 2011. We got plenty of time. This is the Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio Show. So we're doing readings tonight. It's Friday. It's Free Reading Friday. We also going to be on tomorrow, which is also called Free Reading Saturday. We're going to be doing angel cards. When you call in, we were also doing five-card angel pyramid spreads. So go ahead. When you call in, just tell us what you'd like to do, and we'll jump on that whole thing and take care of it. So give us a call. The number is 646-721-9031. That number again is 646-721-9031. But what I was saying was, with the situation of all this stuff going on out there, I've gotten caught up in myself. You sit here and you go, you make some money, and then you want to hang on to it. And sometimes it's like a spontaneous thing, because you're scared if you don't hang on to that money, you're trying to basically keep it for a bigger sum of money. And I've always, you know, so I've started looking at this thing, and it's like, okay, I get caught up in it too, where we just hang on to it when we should be sending it back out there. Because what I have found, that in the process of getting the money to pay my bills, to pay for the show, pay this dinner, and to pay myself, it takes me also giving. Okay? If I stop giving, it seems like everything else stops as well, because I feel like we get what we put out there. And if we're not putting anything out there, how can we get anything back in return? And so, therefore, I got $10 in the bank. And I'm going, jeez. And I'm thinking to myself, why do I think that way? I should just go out and get what I need. So, therefore, what happens is the universe gives me back what I need. I'm taking care of the situation. So, yeah, I did this. I've did this a couple of times. I'm trying not to think on the lack of. I'm trying to focus on going forward and being, you know, focusing on that $2,400 income, or focusing on making this amount of money for the month. But at the same time, I start thinking about the things I don't have. And if I don't save this amount of money right here, I won't be able to pay this and the other. And all of a sudden, I just realize that I'm focusing on the lack spontaneously. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to change that. So I've been writing certain things and this kind of stuff. And writing is really good, because it's a really strong focus point, but it's also a focus point that you can go back to many times and go, okay, I'm focusing on this here, so therefore I forgot. What am I focusing on today? Oh, okay, I wanted to do four private readings. And I wanted to earn this amount of money. So if I kind of got doubtful, I just start telling myself, my friends are calling up and say, what are you doing today? Well, I got four readings to do later. You know, I just keep reaffirming that, reaffirming that has just happened. Even in the process of it not happening, I know for a fact if I keep reaffirming that, it will happen. And how do I know that? Because every time I keep reaffirming the lack of, I keep getting that. So, you know, we all know about duality, so what I'm trying to do is get away from duality and focus on the positive. So, but it can, I'm just saying, I understand what people are saying out there. It can be, sometimes it's easy to be pulled into that realm. And that's why one thing I'll say right now, the reason I recommend that you don't watch television, period, what I would recommend is going out and like watching Netflix. You know why? Because Netflix has no commercials before you watch the movies. Okay? Because when you go out and rent a movie, there's always commercials. There's always advertisements and blah, blah, blah. So what you do when you watch Netflix, right now you can actually get a really good price, and I'm not advertising for these people at all. I just thought it was amazing that out of all the things I tried to do that 1 month to get for entertainment, that was the one thing I was able to do. But I didn't have any problems with the transaction. So I felt like the reason it was like that, because my angels, I'll go through the process of doing something, and they'll finally come to me and say, don't you get it? You're not supposed to do that. That's why it's a hard process. So let it go. Move on. Because if there was something about what you were doing was wrong, we would have pointed it out to you. Okay?
Right.
So I was like...
Hey, Johnny, I just want to stop just a second. I'm just pointing out something that Taro said in the chat room. He told me that I need to tell you about and tell everyone about blurb.com. It's www.blurb.com. It's where you can actually self-publish your book.
Okay.
Books, photos,
so everybody trying to tell me I should write a book? Mm-hmm. Is that what you guys are trying to tell me? I should write a book?
I guess that's what he's trying to tell you. I don't know.
I've been hearing that for 2 weeks. I swear it, I've been hearing that for 2 weeks. Over and over again.
Self-published.
Okay, fine.
And it doesn't cost you. All you have to do is buy one copy of your book or all that needs to happen for it to stay up on the website is one copy of your book needs to be purchased.
Yeah, I also found a place where I can also record stuff, too, and all I have to do is record it myself and then download it into a program on this one website, and I can actually sell, I guess you could call them lectures or workshops, the things we do on the show. I can actually tape that, all right, and then I can put it on a format of people could actually go to the site. You can either buy CDs or else you can actually get downloads. But people can download it into their MP3 players. Which is actually, if you go to my favorite website, it's called www.hemisync.com. It's actually Hemisync CDs. I have a bunch of those CDs. They're great for meditation. And what Hemisync is it sends out a tone to your brain. And when your brain hears that tone, it enables the brain to work, both hemispheres work together, which gives you great intense focus and concentration. I've actually played these things when I'm doing readings, and you'd be amazed of the accuracy when you do readings, because your focus, you can hear things so clearly, almost like the person, like the angels are sitting here right there, like me and you are talking, and boom, it's like that. And I always recommend these CDs for people who are trying to still their mind and to focus on hearing those messages, because a lot of people are talking about, I have so much clutter and so much stuff going on. Where do I start? Try Hemisync CDs. The website is www.hemi, that's H-E-M-I, dash, sync, S-Y-N-C-K. No, I'm sorry. It's actually S-Y-N-C.com. Sorry, guys. I don't want you to mess up on that whole thing. Because I want you to take advantage of the CDs. I actually have one I actually normally would play when I go to sleep. I have ones I meditate. There's actually one called Chakra Journey. If you ever listen to this show, when I used to take a break, you'll hear this one. It's like meditational music. It's called Grounding. I call it Grounding, but what it is, it's part of the CD. It's got 8 tracks on it. The first 7 are for your chakras, and the last one is just for grounding.
Mm-hmm.
So what I think is good about that CD is, if you got it, you can work on your chakras. What I used to do is I would get music from Hemisync's. And I used to do a lot of Doreen Virtue's chakra clearings and meditations and stuff. And instead of using her music, I would use her music for a while, but to have some kind of like a change in pace, I would get these Hemisync CDs. And I would sit there and because in that one book, she actually has the meditation written out. So I would read the meditation as I was listening to this other music and got some really great results. So I recommend it very highly, guys. Check it out. Go to www.hemi, that's H-E-M-I, dash, SYNC.com and check them out, man. You can I think they've actually upgraded their format where you can actually download. If I'm not mistaken, it's either that one or BrainSync. Go to BrainSync. It's the same kind of format, except their CDs are actually subliminal. And see, Hemisync's are not. Hemisync's work on the tone to do certain things with the brain that they can actually help. Because I knew when I was doing those things, the Hemisync CDs, I started noticing when I was actually using both my hands, I felt more balanced. that I could actually work my whole body as a whole instead of always focusing on a right or a left thing. And it was really incredible. So I recommend them highly to everybody. Check them out. Check out that website. It's either they have samples on there, or you can actually now, I think you can actually download into your MP3 player. For it's actually cheaper than getting the CD itself. And same thing with BrainSync. BrainSync. It's BrainSync.com. Check out those, too. Those are great, too. There's some mental CDs. They have CDs. Both companies have CDs on anything you can think of, almost. I mean, dreams and love, how to track love, how to track manifestations, and all kinds of stuff. Just check them out. They're expensive. Let me put it this way. They are $19 a piece, I think, if you get the CDs themselves. But with BrainSync, they're almost $5 cheaper. I do know for a fact that BrainSync, when you go on the website, you can actually download them for a price, which is cheaper than going and getting the CDs. So check them out, guys. And we're also doing readings today, and we still got an hour and 14 minutes left. And me and Nicole can carry the show, but we really have you guys all come in and talk and all of us work together, okay? Because, you know, we learn as much as you guys do. So call us up here at 646-721-9031. That number, again, in case you didn't catch it because I was talking too fast, which I have a tendency to do sometimes, is 646-721-9031. If you want to call me for a private reading, that number is 937-838-6337. I help people with all kinds of things. My website is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com, and you'll see that I do a lot of work with everybody. And one thing I've been really trying to promote is the idea of working with parents and their children who have gifts. It's a very it's one of those situations of helping both people realize that your kid's gifted, more likely you are too. You just haven't had the opportunity to figure it out. So it's all come together. I have some really special rates for those sessions and that kind of thing. And like I keep telling everybody else, please give me a call. Even when you look at my prices, I can work with anybody's budget. And I understand the situation, you know. So, therefore, give me a call if you're prompted to do so. Because I feel like we're all prompted to do things. As long as we follow through, there's always a positive on the outside, on the other side. Mm-hmm. So give us a call. My number is 937-838-6337. Also, Nicole does some really impressive readings and very talented in her own right. And why don't you give them your information as well?
Yes, you guys, you can log on to NicoleBowman.net, and I'll actually put it in the chat room. I put it once before, but log on to NicoleBowman.net, and you can click on readings. My reading, in terms of what I do with readings, it's similar as well. I definitely work with you. You know, if you don't quite have the set dollar amount for the reading, I'll definitely work with you. We'll pray about it. We'll work it out and see if there's an agreement that we can come to for sure. My readings center on letting go of things that no longer serve you and focusing on attracting your highest good. So one of the things that happens is, you know, oftentimes people ask, when am I going to get the new car and the new this and the new that? And certainly we can look into your future and answer those questions. But one of the things that's also important is to make sure that energetically, spiritually, you're aligned so you're open to receive that. So we do it twofold, and that's how I do my readings. But I'll put that in the chat room. It's www.NicoleBowman.net. You can click on readings. I do 15-minute sessions. I do half-hour sessions. And I also do one-hour sessions. And I do offer discounts. I offer discounts for anyone who is in the military or has a significant other in the military. There's automatically a discount there, as well as for light workers, teachers, and healers, and people that do this sort of work. There are discounts for that, too. So definitely check me out. If you're interested, I'd love to work with you guys.
Okay, no problem. And I was also saying, too, if you book a reading with me before this show's over with, a 60-minute session usually for our callers goes for $65 for a 60-minute session. If you call me and book with me, like leave a message on my answer on my voicemail or leave a message through my email or something like that, that you want to take advantage of that situation and actually book a reading for after the show. It's usually $65 for a 60-minute session for the callers. I'll knock an additional 10% off that just for booking one for after the show. So give it a call, give it a chance, and be amazed what might happen in the whole situation. And I always tell everybody that things are happening for a reason, so follow through. See where it takes you. You'd be amazed. I had so many people walk in my shop that wasn't too sure about the money they were spending until after they walked out the door. I had a biker walk in my shop, and I told him exactly what I saw, what I felt about him and everything, and the guy looked at me, and he spent $25. And he looked at me right in the face and said it was one of the best $25 he's ever spent. So you know, I wish we could get a hold of all these people so you could listen to them and see what they say about the whole thing. And I'm actually working on that. And I have a lot of people who are actually working on testimonials, but they really want to, get it. And they, how would you put it? They really want to sit down and really put down how they feel, what they, what their reactions was when they got these readings. And they want to, convey it to everybody out there. So, I haven't got them yet. They're still working on it. So, that kind of thing. So, therefore, get in there and book for those too.
I'll write one. Yeah, I said, I'll write one.
So I was sitting there looking at the situation going, what I was trying to figure out was, when you do the testimonials, I'm not really sure that they can actually go on the website itself and do that. So I told everybody, I said, I'm not really sure how it works because I'm actually really new to the YOLA site. And if you ever see my website, guys, I will say that more blood and sweat and tears have been put in that thing than actually dollars. Okay, but to me, I think time and the people's, that kind of time, once you put into those things, I mean, shoot, that stuff is priceless. And anything that comes along the whole thing, and I always tell everybody, keep looking out there, because if you're looking for a free website to work with, just get on the web and that kind of stuff, just, you know, go to Google and all these other companies. You can actually go to these companies after you have a website and I don't know what you call that. They have ways that you can get your website put on those things just by signing up for little programs they have. And then you can get your website out there and people can see it. They have paid ones, but they also have free services just to get yourself out there. But, you know, think about it. You find these free services to get you on the web, get you some clients coming in or whatever your business is, get those people coming in, and then you can get that money to upgrade that little sucker where you can actually really be effective. And it'll be effective for you. And anything you can put into those websites, anything you can put in, anything that you do, just enhances what you can give. So just keep, you know, think about that. Every time you, don't think about the money you're giving away. Or I don't know if I should spend $30 on this or, you know, that kind of thing. Look at what it's going to do, what you're trying to do. Put yourself completely in the service that you're doing and say, okay, would this help me reach more people and actually put me in a position to be able to do more of what I do, but on a grander scale? Okay? How can I serve? And if these things are falling in your lap, as you say, how can I serve? Then follow through and see where they take you at, because I guarantee they're there for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. Even if it's just a black cat, but you find out the owner, and then in the process of finding the owner of this cat, you end up doing a reading and make an additional $45. Never thought about it, did you? You're just doing a service of helping somebody get their cat back, and in the process of that whole thing, something fell in your lap. So that's what I'm saying. Live your life. Follow through with every intuitional thing that happens to you. You'll be amazed what's going to happen to you. Really, seriously. And this world needs to sit there and get back on a different format of realizing that money is just an exchange. That's all it is. Give and receive. Mm-hmm. Some people give, and if it's like people love, and they give, and they're unconditionally loving, but some people are in situations where they want to give some more. You know, for every dollar bill or every $5 bill you give to somebody in the process of sending on love, I guarantee it's going to come back to you 10, 20-fold. It's just the ideal. Everything happens for a reason. Everything's there. So just follow through. When you feel like you should be prompted to do something, just do it. See what happens. I always tell people on the show, why don't you go out and find something that you love so dearly, one of your possessions, and give it away. Pass it on so someone else can cherish it as much as you do. I guarantee you, it might actually come back to you. This will show you what give and receive means. Because in the process of giving and giving and giving, if everybody out there was giving, 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 what would happen? It would be a chain cycle. It would be a cycle, because that kind of cycling of giving all the time, it's got to come back to you. So that's just how it works. So therefore, take that out and check it out. This is Free Reading Friday. This is a Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio Show. So if you guys all want to get a reading in there, come on up. Let's talk about it. Come on the show. If you all, if anybody in the chat room has any kind of comments they want to come on the show and share with us, more than happy to have you on the show and to add to what's going on already, because I feel like this is really a very powerful show of the idea of manifestation and how it starts as the ideal giving of oneself. So put that in the format, and then if that's what you want to do. If you want to call in, the number here is 646-721-9031. That number again is 646-721-9031. And it's one of those things that you need to just get in there and see what you can do, okay? Like I said before, if you call in and book a reading with me before the end of the show, it's usually $65 for a 60-minute session for people who call into the show. And if you call in and book a reading with me right now for after the show, you'll get an additional 10% off that. So check it out. And I'm sorry Amy had to go. She got her own show to do at 10. She got 5 minutes, I guess.
Yes, I wish her the best on her show.
Yes, and she's also saying if we could swing by and join her show after we get done with ours, we're more than welcome to pop in. And I said, yes, I will try. And we'll sit here and go for all those people out there who are going to book all those readings after the show. We'll try to make it there, but, you know, we'll weed it out in here and there, that kind of thing. But also, with the situation, we're talking about the donation. I'll just go with the donation real quick. It's donate to my Manitou Springs, Colorado, going to Manitou Springs, Colorado fund and support my shows fund, where if you donate $5 or more, I will give you a 5-card angel reading. And those things are usually between 20 to 30 minutes. I would say about 30 minutes. So it's not a very quick reading. It's a very informative reading. I mean, I don't do any readings, I don't think, that are not informative. They just give you the information in a quicker format. And I usually came up, because right now I actually have a 7-card angel card reading, a 5-card, and a 3-card. Now, the reason I came up with these things, I was like, in my shop, people would come in, I only have 10 minutes, or I'd only have 15 minutes. I got this amount of time. What can you do for me? So these readings came in that they're still informative, but they're just shorter forms. So therefore, it was kind of like always kind of trying to, you know, always try to detail to everybody, you know, to for your convenience. So that's what I'm saying. So and also I want to say to everybody, you know, anybody can call the show and get a reading. All right? Just want to swear that away and tell you that's not what it means. It doesn't mean that you have to give a donation in order to do a reading on this show. It's just saying if you do give a donation, that I will give back to you a 5-card angel reading. So therefore, it's just the ideal because we, you know, and I guess it was in the midst of collecting, actually acquiring the second show, that some of these things came to the format where it's just like the ideal of, I don't really think it's out of the ordinary to ask for something like that, because I have no problem if someone asks me for the same thing to give them. So I will say that right then and there. So call the show. We've already have Amy donated $5 to the show, and you've donated your 5 thing, and then everybody else has done their thing. And guess what? We actually have a call on the line. So why don't we just pop on that one and change? Let's change directions. You probably heard the squealing of the tires there. So as we go and go to our caller, area code 757. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Oh hey, that's me. Hey, my name is Larry.
Hey Larry, how's it going? Mm-hmm. We are so happy to have you on the show. Say hello to Nicole and say hello to everybody because we're all listening.
Hey Nicole, how you guys doing? I'm so nervous.
Don't be nervous, man. Good. We're just glad to have you on the phone. I just every time when someone calls on my queue, I just light up like a Christmas tree. So I love it, and so therefore, how can we help you?
I was calling to definitely get a reading. You know, I don't, not to get too personal, but you know, it's been some pretty difficult times in my life for the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. I guarantee you the last 2 years is behind us, okay?
Yeah.
So, you know, let that go. And I, like we were saying before, it's like I would definitely work with Archangel Michael and do some cord cutting and cut that past loose. I feel like that really needs to be done first before you can actually get any kind of different changes in your life. And that's just the ideal, saying, is it impossible? No, it's just a place to start. And so, okay, let's work with Archangel Michael. And it's just simply do this. Just say, Archangel Michael, I know that there's things I need to cut loose. Some I feel, then some I don't. I'm just ready now to cut it all loose, to go forward, so therefore I can have the life that I deserve.
Mm-hmm.
And try that. And just sit there and meditate. Focus on yourself. I always tell people, if you're ever in the hospital and you see those little hoses on everything,
uh-huh.
Okay, that would be the closest thing I could say that those attachments.
Yeah.
Look like that are attached to you. So in the midst of meditation, just focus on seeing those cords, and people can actually feel it, okay, as you cut those cords. But you, as you cut the cords, you know you're doing a good job, because as you cut the cords, you also started getting energy that you never had before. This will tell you right then and there that these things are draining you. That's why you need to cut them loose so you can actually get all the energy you can. So therefore, you can redirect it on manifesting just exactly what you want to be, where you want to be, and who you want to be with.
And you're absolutely right, because me and my life partner, William, we were together for about 3 years, and he was my soulmate. And he recently told me that he was straight, and it shook me to my core.
Right.
The Lord knows it shook me to my core. And
Larry, one thing about the situation you have to understand, there is a reflection going on there too, but you shouldn't let it be. You shouldn't let it take you down. You should look at it for what it is. Go ahead, sir.
That bastard left me.
You know what I want you to do? Allow yourself to really feel this right
now. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay?
Go ahead. Go ahead, Nicole. I'm just saying.
Allow yourself to really feel. Right. No, I understand. I agree with what you're saying, Donnie. I want you to breathe for me, okay? Breathe in gently.
Oh shoot,
and then breathe
out. We lost him. What I would recommend is, I think he's still listening, so you keep telling him to keep breathing and working with him. And then
I want you to, and this is good for everybody, but for this particular caller, I want you to breathe in gently, and then I want you to breathe out. And I want you to imagine you're letting go of everything you don't need, okay? You're just letting it go. But you got to allow yourself to feel it. Everything that you felt, the betrayal, the hurt, the anger, allow yourself to feel it and send it out. Don't turn it inward. Because what's happening right now is what you're saying, what you're feeling is, he left me. He did this to me. How did he? How could he? And it's valid. What you're feeling is valid. So I'm not discounting what it is that you're feeling. But what I'm saying is, you have to be very careful, because you don't want to get into a mode where you're blaming, right? Allow yourself to cry. Allow yourself to scream. Allow yourself to go through all those things. Just allow that. Allow that for now, because if you allow that now in this process, if you allow yourself to grieve the end of this relationship, that's when it enables you to heal. The next thing as well, when this caller came on, the first thing that I saw was the Two of Swords. And what this card said to me, what my guide said, is that there's something about his foundation, right? There's something about your foundation that you really need to work on. It's literally being able to stand on your own. It's let go of your imagination for a second and come back here to the planet we're living on and be here, be present in life. What it's showing me is sometimes maybe you need to go away from that. And it's not to say that daydreaming isn't okay, but what they're telling me is you really need to get out of your head a little bit and get back into your smack dab, right back to your body and into this world. The second card that I picked was Three of Wands. And for him, I think it really relates to his mind, but also creativity, you know, expressing how you feel about the situation through music. And then the final card I pulled was the Ten of Coins. And coins are all about reward. But the interesting thing about this picture is that it's an old couple growing old together. And they have wealth around them, okay? So what I'm saying is, he was your soulmate, but a soulmate is not the same as a life partner. Soulmate is somebody that calls your soulmate,
right? Right. That's what he's looking for. He's looking for a life partner, not a soulmate. He's looking for a life partner.
Right. Exactly. A life partner and soulmate are two different things. A soulmate could be a parent, it could be a child, it could be a teacher, it could be a stranger. But it's someone who causes your soul to stretch and grow and expand in a way that you never knew it could. And
even
what this partner teaches about, he's teaching you about love, because he's teaching about love. Love has no conditions. And the moment when you're able to, and I know you're not there yet, you don't need to be, the moment that you're able to let him go and say, whatever he is, I wish him success, I wish him happiness, the moment you're able to say that,
I'm just saying with the situation I picked up too. I picked a card out too, and the first card I picked out of my angel card deck was retreat from the situation. If you're, and the idea of crying, I wasn't saying that you can't express yourself in the situation. I'm just saying don't let it bring you down because of what he did. And look at the situation that he's the one who's doing those certain things. And he's not really doing anything to you. He's just reflecting to you a lot of things about yourself, but also that he, how would you put this? I just feel like it's a really great reflection of looking at it and a learning lesson here, but also in the same sense of crying. Crying is a great releaser. It's just, to me, crying means that you there are some things that you're releasing that maybe you can't come to terms with, but your body wants to let it go. So, because I feel like crying is one of those things of releasing things that are not really that important, but it's a good way to get rid of it quickly. Mm-hmm. And so you're letting that go. And I've always noticed that when I cry, I always feel a lot lighter. So,
right.
You know, it's one of those things and that kind of stuff. And yes, guys, you did hear me say when I cry, because I've been through some really bad situations too, that I've actually broken down, but it was such a release and letting go. And I just realized that there was a lot of things I was hanging on to. But it also got me to the point where I could actually see the situation clearer too, to understand that that person never did nothing to me. Nothing to me spiritually, nothing at all. It was me allowing it to happen, and almost to the point of reflecting back to me that I knew. I knew before she even said it. And what I'm doing here, Larry, is I'm talking to you of you knew things about him too that he just wasn't really willing to admit to yourself, but at the same time you knew they were there, and a lot of the part of being hurt is realizing that in some sense of the word you could have made a decision and some of the things that have already happened, and just listen to the guidance that was coming through to you too as well. So it's just a realization. I knew exactly what was going to happen before it happened. And it's just a way of pointing out and reconnecting you to your guidance. Well, I'm rediscovering it. I don't think we're always constantly connected to it 24/7. It's just the idea of realizing that ourselves. And the card retreat. See, the retreat talks about retreating, but it's talking more about letting go of that part of your life in favor of what is coming in. But the next card I got was very,
right.
It was called the support card. The support card, to me, gives me a lot of energy because it says support. You have a lot of support with you. The guides, your guidance. If you see all the card itself, what you would see is you see the planet Earth, you see angels, you see Indian guides, spirit guides, and they're all around you. Okay? But what you also see is there's energy on their hands that they're giving you that energy to help you heal and move on. But there's also, you can see energy around, but you can also see the stars. So it's saying the ideal, the answers, everything's around you. So it's just the ideal, almost to the point, too, of in the process of healing, realizing the full picture. Look around you. Take in the beauty that's there. Also realize that in the process of looking at this life of yours and looking at all the beauty that's around you, to realize you're also a part of it. Okay? Because right now it seems like you seem in some sense of the word and you feel very lonely, but your guides and angels are saying you've never been alone. It's just the idea of realizing that, coming to the conclusion of a lot of things and just admitting them to yourself and letting it go and moving on. Just do a life review. Ask yourself, is this something happened to you, or is it something that keeps continuing to happen and it's some kind of a pattern? And just look at the whole situation. Be honest with yourself. If you're not ready to do that right now, I'm just saying these are things that are coming up. Because you really need to do one thing, is you need to forgive yourself. And you are paying attention to thoughts and ideals that come to you, because they are answered prayers too. So in the midst of all this, I just feel like a lot of things for some reason with this situation is a person who's been more holding you back than being more supportive. You seem like you've been the driving force in this relationship. But it tells me that all is well, everything is happening is exactly how it's supposed to, with hidden blessings you'll soon understand. So I feel like something's coming in that's going to make you wonder why you hadn't gone on before, because it's going to be it's going to be 10 times as better than it was before, because you're going to be in something's balance, because my last card says answered prayers. So everything you've been asking for is going to be answered. It's just the ideal of coming to that conclusion and moving on and following through. So on that note, I'm going to take a deep breath.
I love it. My last card I pulled was the Ten of Coins, and the picture is actually an old couple growing old together, you know, with coins with all around them, with rewards all around them.
That's what he's looking for,
too,
isn't it? Do you get that?
Yeah, I completely agree.
He's looking for someone to grow old with? I'm sorry.
I completely agree.
Let me catch up, Nicole.
No. It's through that, you know, you're learning what love is, you know, that relationship I think in time, right now, I think, you know, it's just it's a matter of going through what you were saying about retreating and stepping back, you know, and being alone for a while and taking time to really process what happened and then reemerging and stepping forward and saying, okay, that's past me, I'm ready now. And I think you just got to, you know, you got to give yourself that time. But yeah, I completely agree with you. The last part that I'm all about those rewards. You know,
what I
want to
do
about that.
Yeah.
You know,
one thing I was going to say was we have some callers on the line. What I was going to do is I'm going to bring on the next caller, and I want you to sit there and do a reading for her because I think it's Wanda, and I just want to give her a different opinion from a different psychic. It's a different source, and I'm going to go into the queue. I'm going to go into the screen room and screen a couple callers, and I'll be back. And I just want you to go ahead, if that's okay with you, just kind of start this off. I'll bring her on, and you can take it from there, okay?
Alrighty.
All right. Hello, Wanda.
Hey.
Hey, what's up? Nicole's going to do a reading for you. I'm going to duck out for a second or so, and I'll be right back. So if you have any questions, what I'm doing here is giving you a chance to talk to Nicole and maybe get a different approach, okay? And I will be right back, guys, in a couple minutes, okay?
Yay.
All right. Go ahead and ask your questions, Wanda.
All right.
God,
okay,
I'm
so what's your question?
Well, I've been talking to Donnie about a couple of guys. One is someone I dated in the past, and you know, we're not dating anymore.
Right. Let me stop you for just a second. What's his name?
James.
Oh, that's not going to work out, honey.
Why?
It's just not. That's immediately what came to me. The card that I pulled for you is interesting. It's the Three of Coins. And coins are all about reward. It's literally that what happened to you was actually a blessing in disguise, if that makes sense. The picture that I'm seeing, my mind is immediately going to a man and a woman, and the woman is in a wedding gown. The man is not even dressed for the wedding.
What does that mean?
Hello?
Yeah, what does that mean?
He's not even dressed for the wedding. What I'm saying is you're putting a lot of energy and thought into this relationship. That ship has sailed. That's over. What I'm being told is that it's really important for you to find relationships that are a little bit more balanced. I'm being told that when it comes to relationships, in some ways you like to have the upper hand in the relationship with the people that you're with, and you need a relationship that's a little more balanced, a little more harmonious. I'm not feeling that James is, I'm not feeling that, I'm just saying let that go. That's what I'm being told to tell you, let that go. And in terms of my intuitive abilities, I'm claircognizant, so sometimes they don't always tell me a why, they just tell me, tell her we said this, and that's it. And the thing is, the reason when you keep asking the why, you're really creating more confusion for yourself. What they're saying is everything happens for a reason, and relationships end for a certain reason. And rather than holding on to it, holding on to what was, you actually have to step into the new. So it's really about attracting a new relationship to you. And really what they're telling me, too, is to really take time for yourself to focus on yourself, not so much they are saying the relationship, you can focus on that, but the first things first, you really need to focus on loving and accepting who you are and knowing that relationship or not, you're okay. And I'm being led to tell you that you need to know that. You need to be able to get in the mirror and look at yourself as soon as you wake up in the morning and be like, hot stuff. That's
I mean,
gorgeous.
Of course I'm gorgeous, but I want a boyfriend.
Right, and so what I'm saying is, though, you're not hearing me. You're not hearing me. You're feeling that the boyfriend is going to complete you, but it's not. Because that feeling of incompleteness, that feeling of separation that you're feeling, that's something that you have to settle in yourself. Another person can't do that for you. And actually, that's why the relationship broke apart, because it was actually a blessing in disguise. It was forcing you to deal with you. And what I'm being told is that right now, you're not really wanting to deal with yourself. I know you want to be in a relationship and you want to have that special someone, but I'm really, really telling you that right now it's the focus on loving yourself. because when you do that, you radiate that out naturally. And because of that, you're going to attract men to you that deserve to be with you and you deserve to be with them. I mean, honestly, you and I both know the relationships you've had in the past were imbalanced. And even though, you know, you had some good times with them, there was a lot going on. You weren't necessarily happy. It was just easier because you were with someone, right?
Yeah, but you sure you're talking about James or you're talking about Patrick? Because that's my real elastic boyfriend.
Right. James popped out at me. Same thing with Patrick. I mean, what I'm telling you, and I think you're not hearing me, you're going to have to set the relationship to the side. As a psychic, as a medium, I have to go with what the guys are telling me, and they're telling me emphatically that you have to learn to love yourself. You have to learn to love yourself.
Yeah, my husband's friend told me that just yesterday. But
exactly,
I know
but
that someone that's coming my way, and I'm trying to see get a timeline.
Honey, you need to listen. I'm telling you, please listen. Please listen. The reason why is because you want to attract that relationship that's going to be harmonious for you. And right now,
I'm telling you.
Psychically, me tuning into you, there's a lot going on. But we're going to want to slow it down, right? We're going to want to slow it down. And I'm telling you, look in the mirror and say, I love you. It's very important, and you might not be ready to hear this now, and I understand, you know, and I understand, but you have to be able to confront those parts of yourself that you're scared to deal with. Because when you confront those parts of yourself, the right relationship is going to come into you, okay? It's going to come into you. And when you are complete in and of yourself, you attract that perfect person for you, and the two of you can grow together. But right now, you haven't dealt with yourself and worked on yourself and loved yourself the way that you deserve to be loved. And so how can you expect another person to do that for you? You gotta do it for yourself first. Then that person will come. Am I feeling it soon? No. No.
Oh, right.
You're going to have to do this for you, okay?
Is she telling you that you're not going to meet a guy for another, what, till September, October?
I'm not feeling it for a while. I'm not getting a specific month. I'm getting you need to do you first and deal with you. And then by doing that, literally the person will find you. You won't have to do anything.
Yes.
But if you don't do that, you're going to keep getting more of the same. And you're going to call another show and you're going to ask the same question. That's what I'm saying. Save yourself the time and enjoy the process of loving yourself and getting to really know you. Have fun with it. Take yourself out of the date. Do fun things like you do.
Yeah, I mean,
this person is way off. That's why I'm saying, that's why I'm saying, put your dancing shoes on and go out and do you, because they're a ways away. I'm not feeling anytime soon. And if another psychic says September, or October, well then, there you go. Because that's
okay.
A long time.
No.
Okay. Well, Donnie. James is not good, very bad, very bad. Even though you said different and Lane said different, I mean the same, he's saying differently.
Okay, so you talked to James?
No, I haven't. But what I'm saying, you and Lane are saying the same thing, but totally different from what he's saying.
Okay.
I said to let James go. That's what I said. That's immediately what I thought about. There's an immediate separation and to let it go. Let it go. It's a blessing in disguise.
Yeah,
it's a blessing in disguise.
Well, sometimes in the process of letting go, it just means let go of it. It doesn't mean it won't work out or it does work out. It just means letting go and let it play out and let it fall into place where it's supposed to. Because basically you really have no... It's like one of the things, you already put it out there. Now it's just the idea of sitting back and letting it fall into place. All I was going to say was I have a friend of mine, Amy. I have Amy on the line, too, who's going to come in here and give us some impressions of how she feels about Wanda's situation and our next caller after that. So I'm just saying, you go ahead and finish up, Nicole, and then we'll let Amy give her, if she has any input, we'll let her tell us what she thinks about Wanda's situation, too.
Right. And also, too, you know, what I'm seeing about this relationship right now is that it's done, right? Now, what the future holds, that's a different story. But for right now, what you really need to do is focus on you. Do you understand? And the thing is, it's sort of like, and I'll give you an analogy or an example, so perhaps you'll, you know how a lot of girls, when they got married, they had a hope chest, you know, before they got married, and they would put all the things in the hope chest that they wanted to wear on their wedding day, and they wanted for their babies, and this and that. You working on yourself is like creating a hope chest for the next man you're going to be with. It's
like you're working on yourself already. That is true. I am working on myself. I've come a long way, and I know I got ways to go, but I have been made progress weeks and months. I have. I've been working with someone, and I'm also working with Danny. And I've covered so many things about myself, so it's not like I'm just totally clueless. No.
Yes, and I was just saying with the situation of with Amy, if she was picking anything up, Amy's really, I think she's becoming a very powerful channeler, so I was just wanting to see what she could add to the mix, too.
Well, like when I was listening to you say about how you've been working on yourself a lot, I do get that you have. But I get the feeling that you have, in putting that effort into yourself, which is a very good thing, you have brought yourself to a place that is, I don't want to say more advanced or better or anything like that, but a different place than where he's at right now. And if you two are going to be successful together, he needs to catch up.
You talking about James?
What's that?
You talking about James?
Yes.
Okay.
He needs to do some work on himself, too. If things will, for things to work between the two of you, he needs to work on himself, too.
Oh, okay then. So you don't, do you think it could work?
I think if he is willing to put in the effort and do the work on himself that needs to be done, most certainly.
And, well, I'm still waiting on the one also. Like I said, I truly believe he's coming, but I'm still trying to work on myself. Hey, do you think I'll get a date from this guy I met today at the auto place? You think he'll call?
What was that?
I just met someone today. And now I don't think he's my soulmate, but hey, I want to go out and have fun, go on dates and things.
If you want to go out having fun and have your way with this person, I see that, but I really don't see anything more coming out of it than that. All I see is great sex.
Yeah, that's all I need.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Well, he's done the call, huh?
Oh, it's one of those things that, to me, I just feel like it's going to happen. I'm not really sure about calls and all this kind of stuff. I just feel like it's going to happen. I mean, I just see guys meeting.
That's the only way he can get me.
Really? Well, I want you to do me a favor and open up that mind of yours and say that that's not true. I can meet this person any way I want to.
Well, I already met him.
I'm just saying, I understand. Okay.
I gave him my card.
Okay, Wanda, how'd you meet him?
I was going to get my tires repaired. I think I had a nail in it. And he just came in. I know, I saw him looking at me when I came in. And then he came out and asked me for my keys for my car. And then he came out there talking again. And I gave him my card. And he said, yeah, he'd like to get some services done, like manicure.
I'm sorry. Sorry,
no,
guys.
I
got the visual on that one. Okay, sorry.
It was. Hello.
Yeah. So I was just saying, you know, you met. I'm just saying, when you met this guy, you didn't call him. You ran into each other. Okay. So I'm just saying, when it comes to me, just open your mind, and like I said, I don't know if he's gonna call or not. I just feel like it's definitely gonna happen. So why don't you just let down the resistance and see what happens. It's a done deal.
I just wonder. He's fun. That's what I think. But one way I have changed, I don't see every man I meet as my potential boyfriend or soulmate. So I think that's kind of good, and I do need to lighten up and just date and have fun instead of looking for the one every time I'm looking at a man. I have changed that way.
Yes, and if you just have a certain thing of meeting people and crossing paths and it just turns out to be sex, just let it be what it is, okay?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So
I know.
know, I'm still waiting for the one, and hopefully he'll hurry up and come.
Okay.
Which your other friend sees never happening, but everybody else has a date.
Okay.
Yeah. So everyone else pretty much playing around Mark. Four psychics, but you say never, so whatever.
Yeah, I would say around March 14th.
Yeah. It's right, yeah, because I already wrote it down from last November from the last
what?
Lady that told me.
Okay, so I just gave it to you again, so therefore, there you go. I really, and so do you have any more questions, Rhonda? I'll just say, because we do have one more person on the line, from, and she's actually calling from Florida, too. Got a lot of people calling from Florida today.
I know, Orlando. Well, I don't know if you're calling from Orlando, but.
Orlando? Yeah. I still have
Orlando.
Flashbacks to watching ghosts. Orlando, is there an Orlando? So, that's my little thing, okay? So, Wanda, do you have any more questions for us?
Well, I guess that's it. Well, Amy, what do you think about what I said?
I said, one thing that's coming through to me right here is no matter who you do date or, you know, have a relationship with,
right.
to be more confident in who you are yourself.
Uh-huh.
And to know that you're worth it no matter what. You're worth everything that you want no matter what.
Yeah, because I was sitting there saying too, Wanda, when you sit there and told me that one day when I said you're attracting phony guys, and I sit there and said the reason it is because you have a tendency to wear a wig and that kind of stuff. I'm just saying. The
I
ideal.
Have had pieces and lots of makeup.
I understand that. I'm just saying with the situation of being yourself, what I was saying was, it was a statement you said that you were trying to cover up the ugliness. To have
well,
that kind
I'm
of a
picture. I'm really good looking, but I think extensions make me look better and makeup makes me look better.
I understand it, but for every word that comes out of your mouth, it just sets the tone, and you don't want to. I mean, I'm just saying, if you could come up with some kind of different, more positive way of looking at yourself and saying it out loud, it changes everything on the outside as well. So not just the inside, but the outside. And when you said that,
I'm ugly. That's the thing. I don't think I'm ugly.
That's what I'm saying. But if you say it, you're just reaffirming it to the universe. Well, they think they're just doing it. So you might not get an ugly dude, but you might have a guy who has an ugly personality or ugly intentions. To correct that situation of meeting the person you want to is the ideal. You want to weed it out? Well, let's get rid of the weeds now. And
hey,
stop.
Hell no.
That's what I'm saying. You know, every day, reaffirm to yourself how beautiful you are, so therefore you'll get beautiful situations and beautiful people coming to you as well. All right.
Is it not to tell women not to color their hair?
No, because I color my hair too. That's not really.
Okay. Coloring hair is no different than my wearing extensions or putting on makeup.
Okay, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that in the process of wearing makeup, you should wear it to where it enhances who you are, not covers up it.
I do, and I look much
that's
better.
That's what I'm saying. Well, if that's what you're doing, then that's what I'm saying. But my biggest problem was when you sit there and said I was covering up the ugliness. You heard it, I heard it, the universe heard it. I just want you to.
I said ugliness.
That's exactly what you said. If you want
Ooh,
to,
I must have been kidding with you, because I'm so freaking gorgeous. I'm not ugly. I just think makeup makes me look better. I'm
yeah.
sorry, uh-huh. I'm just teasing when I said that. I don't think
yeah.
I'm ugly one bit.
Okay, good.
You should tell yourself you're gorgeous all the time. Even by teasing like that, it makes you, you know, it sets off something in your mind.
I said I was ugly. I was teasing. I didn't really believe I was ugly, no. But I guess this is what I was telling Donnie. I think the thing was I was obsessed with looking good.
Okay,
it wasn't
I'm just
about covering up ugly. I think I was more obsessed with looking good and perfect than I couldn't have been. And I realized it was taking a toll on me. And
okay,
I kind of calmed that down. I don't think I have to have a full face of makeup. I put on a little bit of lip gloss and mascara and go now. Because my skin is really nice. But I can do that. But I realized I don't have to put all this eyeshadow, blush, foundation and all that. It's ridiculous.
Right.
I'm
just saying, for every thought or every word you say, something manifests. So that's what I'm just saying. Watch what you say from time to time, even in a teasing way. You're thinking as in a teasing way, but every time you say anything or think anything, it sends out a frequency out into the universe that's going to manifest in some way. So what you want to do is keep sending out positive thoughts. So that's something will manifest, okay? So keep telling yourself you're beautiful, you're having financial situations, keep telling you money comes easily and frequently. Money comes easily and frequently.
But Amy, do you think, I will date this guy? I heard what Donald said, but do you think I will go out with this guy that I was telling him about earlier?
The guy from the auto the car place?
Yeah.
I agree with him. I get that sense, too. You know, but then again, that is an easy enough thing to attain with anyone if that's all you're looking for. It's just
she knows that.
No. So you said you see me just dating and having fun pretty much.
Yeah, but you know, if that's where you're at, then
yeah, that's where I'm at. Because like I say, I think even that's progress because I looked at every man as my potential man or husband or mm-hmm. you know, boyfriend, and I realized something. I got to just go out there and date and have fun.
Right.
And
you know, if you're worrying
about when is he coming.
Exactly.
I understand that, Wanda, but do not hurt this guy, okay?
I'm not going to hurt him.
Do not physically hurt this guy.
I won't physically. He looked a little buff. I can't hurt him.
Oh, you know something? I'm just saying, when you get a little wild, as we might say, I'm just saying, this guy, you don't want to freak the guy out. I'm just saying, I just keep seeing this picture of this guy going, whoa, and disappearing because he's scared to death of you. Wow, man, she lost my freaking world.
I don't know why
men
get so scared of me.
Huh?
I don't know why they get so scared. I've heard that many times. You scare me.
It's called, you're very forward, you're very aggressive, and when you're in a sexual way, you're right. Why should guys be crazy, freaked out about that whole thing? You think they'd like that kind of stuff, but in the real sense of the word, if you have a guy who said, hey, if I had a girl I had sex all the time, I'd just love that. They're full of it. Okay?
I don't have sex all the time. I'm very good.
Okay.
See, there's the conflict right there.
Let's go on to our next caller.
Okay, then. All right. I'm not going to hurt him. I'm fine. I'm going to try to be good.
Okay. I just picture this guy. I just picture the guy in a sling. So I'm just saying.
I see visuals.
Man,
so.
We're not gonna go to the club. I'm telling you about.
Oh yes. So our caller 303. If you call back in, and we keep losing callers. I think it's because of the lines.
Okay, I'm getting off.
That question, that thing, that kind of thing. That's great. I'm just saying with the situation. Boy, I'm telling you. Wanda?
Yes, sir.
We had a one caller, 303, and she's not there right now. So I'm just saying with your situation. It's okay to let go and that kind of thing. I'm just saying sometimes in the situation of letting go and expressing oneself, there could be a lot of friction. I don't know how to put it. I just saw this guy. He had his arm in a sling. So I was just wondering what happened.
You're joking, right?
No, I'm not joking. I see the guy in a sling. So I'm just saying with the situation, it could be just simply falling out of bed and breaking his arm.
Oh,
I'm
my
saying.
Goodness.
I mean, it's like watching the movie Iron Man, and they have a sexual scene in there where they're actually getting so crazy they fall off the freaking bed. So I'm just saying, whatever happens, happens.
Oh,
Nicole,
my
God. Nicole, are you still with us?
I am still there. I'm just taking it all in.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of crazy that we've actually, in the chat room, we're getting a lot of compliments that out of all the co-hosts I've had, they feel like you're the best one we've had on.
Really?
Yes, really.
No, I was just taking it all in and laughing a lot on the inside.
Hey, no problem. So I'm just saying, if anybody else wants to call in, we still got about 20 minutes. And be glad to answer any questions for you. And if you're getting a kick out of Wanda, she can be reached at. No. Wanda does do tarot card readings from time to time. I think she should actually do some more. It's just a suggestion.
Yeah.
If you want to throw in there, you need to kind of, you know, something. Think about it. Anything that you do that's an extension of who you are. So therefore, if you're doing it in some kind of format, I think it's benefiting somebody out there, and I feel like you answer questions for people and that kind of thing. So I don't think it's as far-fetched sometimes as you think it is. You have tons of money coming to you. And I would definitely go on, it's on YouTube, it's called Abraham Hicks Money Rampage. Check it out. Watch it. If you have, I mean, what I do is I watch it in the mornings, I watch it at night. It's like an affirmation on film. You just watch it and go over and over and over again. Get the connection, see those $100 bills, those $50 bills, and realize that you have the right to those as much as anybody else does. And tell yourself, don't tell yourself, money will be here in time. Sit there and say, no, money's here right now. Money's here right in my hands. I can feel the hundreds and fifties and the 20s. They're all mine. They're coming to me as they speak. You know, what God has is mine. I deserve the very best of everything. I'm tired of getting by. I deserve the total freedom of lavish abundance. If you're all writing this down, that's an additional fee. I'm just saying, with the situation in hand, you know, like we were talking about before in the beginning of the show, for every $5 donation that comes to my fund, you get another angel card reading. No questions asked. So help me get home. Just keep this show going. This all comes to the show and have fun every day. That's what I look at it is having fun. You get to come on the show. You get some answers to questions. No questions answered. I'm saying things backwards now. So just jump on here, and as you see today, as every day, almost it's getting to becoming a common thing that when you come on this show, you just don't get to get the advice from one psychic. You actually get a chance to talk to two or three. So we just want to keep that going. Okay? So and keep it out there, that kind of thing. So therefore, we can keep this going as long as possible, if not for indefinitely, okay? So come and join the fun. If you feel like you had a great time and you want to contribute, go right ahead. Every dollar is appreciated, down to the cent, okay? And my show in the mornings, if you want to join us on that show too, that's The Missing Spiritual Link. It's on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 11 p.m. Eastern. Great show. We do a lot of stuff on topics that are a little bit different. And actually, right now, I've developed a thing I call the Atlantean Past Life Reading, okay? That's where we just come in, and we do nothing on Fridays. We do a three-hour show on Fridays where we do nothing but... And I'm trying to get into the more of the starseed readings, too, because I'm not really sure exactly if Courtney's coming back or not. I haven't heard nothing from her for over a week. So there's a question for everybody. We'll put it out. What does people think about Courtney and coming back? Is she distancing herself from the show and in favor of what she's really going into right now, or is she going to be coming back? Oh, she's coming back?
No, she needs to pick herself up and get going.
Jesus. She needs to pick herself and just keep moving on, huh?
Yeah. I found her irritating.
Okay.
Out there watching the guy, reading her mail.
Okay, Wanda, let's be tactful now.
I'm going to kind of agree with all of that I just heard. I'm actually going to agree and piggyback onto that. Honestly, what I think is it's going to be in and out. It's going to be very sporadic. So it's better off to just do it on your own.
Hey, Wanda.
Because it's
sorry, Nicole. I didn't mean to cut you off. The reason I said anything,
okay.
We actually have a caller on the line, and I just wanted to know if Wanda's going to stick around and give us any kind of insight that she sees about our next caller. If she want to stick around and give us some insight. So the caller coming on next is going to get to take advantage of four, counting myself, four psychics. So I was just asking if Wanda wanted to stick around and give us some input. You're more than welcome to do so, Wanda.
Three psychics and one angry black woman.
Okay. All right. So if the caller on the line actually wants to come on the line and give us and get some questions answered, push one so we actually know that you actually want to come on and get some questions answered. I see you in the queue, but I'm not really usually everybody puts a hand up, which is pushing one. And I don't know, for some reason I still want to pick her up. Let's see. Okay, we have a hand up. It's up. Now we can get this freaking cue to work. When I push on the button, you're supposed to push on the button.
I'm talking.
All right.
Hello, area code 301. How are you? Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Sally.
Sally?
Yes.
I want you to say hello to Amy, Wanda, and Nicole. Right now, you have all four psychics who are sitting here focusing on just you. So, don't freak out or nothing. It's just the idea.
Okay.
Instead of getting one psychic opinion, you're getting four opinions here and some great insights. And so, therefore, Sally, it's kind of funny, too, and don't take this the wrong way, but I've actually been hearing the word and the name Sally all freaking week, and you're the first person who's actually came through with the name Sally. And I've done this before, where I pick up on people before they even show up. And you're actually living in Maryland, I think. Yes, I think.
No, the number is Maryland.
That's what I said, Maryland.
Yeah, but I live in North Carolina, but the number is Maryland.
But so were you in Maryland at any time to get that phone, or was it just mailed to you? The reason I asked the question is I used to live in Maryland. That's why I was asking.
I was wondering. I've been having a lot of problems going on in my life lately. And especially with the guys. And I'm talking to a guy right now, but his name's Andy. I don't really know if I want to get into another relationship. I don't know if it's worth my time, and I'm still getting over my ex, which I don't know if he's going to come back to me or not, and I would hate to even bother with this guy if my ex is going to come back, because I know I'll screw shit.
Let me say one thing real quick. The very first thing I pick up right now is you have to make a choice. Now, your ex is not in your life right now, okay? So, therefore,
no. That's
none of your business. What is your business is you and what you want. So, if you feel like this guy, Andy, has come in your life, and the very first thing I wanted to do, I wanted to start whistling that tune from Andy Griffin Show. Because I feel like, realistically, for me, that was a sign saying he's very childlike. In some sense of the word, he seems to be immature when it comes to expressing his emotions and his feelings. So, the one thing that comes up with me the most is the ideal of focusing on Sally. Sally is the most important thing in your life, okay? Because everything you do or say or whatever affects Sally. Nobody else at this time. And when you do have a tendency to, out there and that kind of thing, because you're asking questions, and the questions you keep asking, you shouldn't be asking these questions if either one of these guys was meant to be a part of your life. So I feel like that you really haven't really crossed the path of the person that you're supposed to be with because you don't know who you are. You lost yourself in the last relationship, and you're still trying to regain that. So I think from what I can pick up with the thing, you still need to work on who's Amy? I'm not talking about Amy who's with us today. I keep picking up an Amy with Sally. And I feel a very strong Amy with her. I keep saying over, I was like, okay, who's Amy? Okay, what came to me was kind of funny, too. And Amy, if you can confirm this for me, because what I keep picking up on the whole thing is Amy is her spirit guide. And I just got that real clearly where I was sitting there going, okay, who's Amy? And it said spirit guide. I keep getting this impression that the spirit guide keeps telling you to keep moving forward, but she's not talking about in the sense of relationships or anything in that format. What she's talking about going forward with you. You're discovering a lot of things about you and yourself. And the more you focus on self-acceptance and who you are, the more you realize that there are certain people who do cross your path, but it seems like they're more in the sense of wanting you to help them with their own healing. It's not relationship. It's the idea of healing people. But it seems like to me like you have a lot of people who come to you for advice.
Yes.
Well, I'm just saying, the situation, sometimes a lot of us, when we're put in those positions, we don't realize that both sexes are coming to us for help. So sometimes when the situation of looking for that significant other, we can get a little thrown off the course because we're thinking, okay, this would be a good person. If I could just fix him, that would be a great relationship. And that's what you're thinking. Okay? So,
I'm sorry. Can I just jump in for a second?
Go ahead.
Usually I don't pull tarot cards. It's very rare. But I pulled a card for you, and the card that I pulled was the Wise Woman. And before the Wise Woman, okay, which is what you are, but not only that, I'm also going to say what Donnie said, you can actually draw on the women that have come before you in your family. Do you understand?
Yes.
Asking for their strength and their guidance, that wisdom flows through you. And I'm talking about the women in your family that have passed on, that are in the spirit world. There's a lot around
you,
okay? A lot around you. The next thing I wanted to tell you is that you need to start saying this to yourself. I already know. Affirming that, you know, because as soon as Donnie picked up the call and I heard your voice, what I heard say to tell you is you already know. And you already know. So I'm impressing upon that to you. It may be deep down inside, but I do agree that you know a lot more than you think you do. And your indecision is actually the reason you feel indecisive about these guys, about these people that are coming in and out, is simply because you already know the truth. You know that you need to do what you're saying, you know, which is take some time for you and really. I just want you to have, like, a lot of fun, if that makes sense. Just fun. That's what I'm being honest. Like, it's a lot of fun, you know? Like, really, I mean, are you able to do that for yourself right now, or are you too busy with working? I mean, what's going on now? Are you just getting out and having fun?
I do not have a lot of fun at all. My father just went into prison. I have to help my mother a lot. She just had a baby.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I've had in the past, who has died, and my little sister's autistic.
So I'm gonna stop you for a second. Then you can offer help to everyone, right? You can offer help, but I want you to take, even if it's an hour a day or a couple of minutes a day, take some time out of your day that is just for you.
Yeah.
Nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And exactly. You want that time, okay? So I think that's really going to help you. It's going to shake up your energy. And also what I'm also sensing is that you're not quite ready to get out into a relationship yet. But when you are, if you're spending that time alone and just doing what you like to do, it's going to get you out of it more, and it's going to get you meeting people when you're in a position to be ready to do that as well. So that's what I'm sensing. But my heart goes out to you. It really does. You can draw on the strength of those people who have come before you and passed away. It's women. There's women surrounding you, female energy. I'm hearing a grandmother. I'm not seeing anything specific in terms of identifying characteristics, but I'm just hearing grandmother energy. It's a very strong energy around you. You can draw on that strength. Ask for their wisdom, and they pass it down to you, so you just have to be open and receptive to receive it.
Yeah, I keep getting grandmother on your mother's side.
You know what? I have a question about that for you guys. My mother and her sister as well, they both have dreams. Every single dream comes true,
mm-hmm.
but something different will happen. Like, my mother had a dream that 5 years ago, her husband, my father, shot my cousin Rico in the leg. 5 years after she had the dream, my father shot my cousin Ricky in the leg, which is his brother. And both her and her sister have these dreams all the time. So what does that make them?
Actually, sweetie, what you are is like a fifth generation psychic interpretive spiritual advisor yourself. Just because people don't practice it and do it doesn't mean they didn't have the gift in itself. And I feel like with your sister... Well, it's not your sister, but your mom and her sister. I feel like the reason it's the dreams, I think they're very powerful women in their own right. They could do it in the awake world, too. It's just they choose to do it during dreams because it's not so scary. You know, still in a dream world and dream state. And I think that if they actually worked on it and harnessed that, they'd be doing that when they were awake as well. And they could actually be more... Because people ask the question, why do you guys get psychic impressions about things that happen if we can't stop it? What's the idea of realizing that you are doing those things and to practice and work on it and just not let it be a thing that you just kind of fly by the seat of your pants? There are so many techniques and so many things of improving on your gifts. I think these things happen to people to help them realize they do have them so they can work on it and they can actually bring it out. Because I feel like I just pick up on these two people and they can actually be helping people to avoid things. And this
they do all the time. They're actually afraid of them, and they're afraid of me having this because occasionally I will have it where it happens. But they said as they gotten older, it starts coming more and more, and now it's like it starts getting clearer and clearer and occurring more often.
Yeah, but they have to understand
they're afraid
what
that.
Right. I'm just saying what
if I get older, as I get older, it's gonna come to me, and they think it's scary.
The reason they think it's scary is because they think they're, in some sense of the word, are making these things happen, okay? But they're not. These things are just glimpses of the future, that things that possibly might happen, and without any kind of interception in the whole thing to keep these, to divert these things from not happening, no one's doing that part of the whole thing because the fear is keeping them going from one thing of actually realizing they've been having these dreams. I mean, here's a woman who's been having dreams 5 years before something happens. It's the ideal looking at those situations and that, because everything you can trace back to this, to the root of why it's happening. Okay, in the process of the shooting and that kind of stuff, there were things that were already falling into place. If someone would have sit there and go, okay, and intervene in some sense of the word, and even if it was just the idea of driving somebody else who needs to be somewhere else, or in a situation where somebody knew in their heart that they should have said something, or maybe put somebody in a position of going on and moving out somewhere else, it would have happened. So it's just the idea of paying attention to those things, watching things happen, and just, you know, instead of being scared of it, try to figure out, because that's what it's all about. We do it all the time, okay, even in the simplest form of going down the road and driving, and something tells us, don't go down this road, go down this road, then you find out later on you avoided a big, huge accident. So you just changed the future, okay? It's just the idea of listening to your guidance. So I'm just saying, with these two people, a lot of things are going on, but the one thing they're not doing is they're not listening to their angels. They're not listening to their guidance. They haven't done anything else because they're scared of it. If they would just get past that point of not being scared of the whole thing, and I really feel like in the situation of the gifts that you have, you could also be that one person to reflect to them the positive of what this is all about and what it could be done to avert things happening. Okay?
Yeah. So, do you guys think this is going to happen to me? I mean, strongly on both sides of my family, that those two is the dreams. On the other side, I'm Puerto Rican, by the way, and a lot of Hispanics and Haitians, they're into that. And I've seen my family make the rain stop, and I've done it as well. I've made the rain stop. I never did it again.
But physically,
and
you did nothing. It was all spiritually of saying, you're like Jesus, the storms stop, okay? And then it is listened. You're very, because everybody talks about being Hispanic and that kind of stuff. Every time someone asks me what I am, I say spiritual. Because spiritual overtops everything. Because that's what you really are. Mm-hmm. On this planet, we have certain colors and certain cultures. But sometimes those cultures can actually be limitations to what we really can experience spiritually. That's what I'm saying with you. Okay, so you stopped the rain. Did you stop the rain for a reason?
Because
you need to go to these places where they're having these floods and tell them to stop it. So I'm just saying.
Yes. Back up.
Go ahead, sweetie. We didn't mean to cut you off.
I was outside with people. We were doing an outside event, and we just needed the rain to stop, and my aunt had done this before when it was pouring so hard, like it was like hitting people's like heads. It felt almost like hail, and she stopped it within like a minute, like 2 minutes, doing things like with like a plate and a fork and stuff, and like, you know, saying like things in her head. So I mocked what she did, and it happened, and I was like shocked because I wasn't sure if it was going to happen. I want to believe that she can do it, but then again, I'm okay, maybe it's just a coincidence. And then when I made it happen, I was like, okay.
There are no coincidences. Yeah. There are no coincidences. Everything happens for a reason. But, you know, the idea of looking at the situation, you know, we see people all the time with certain cultures, they have tools and that kind of stuff. But I just feel like tools are just helping them focus on gifts that they already have in the first place. Tools cannot enhance anything unless you're using it in unison with what you already have. So some people need focus points and some people don't. So, but they're still using the same gifts, and the more they use it, because when I first started doing readings and stuff, I used to use tarot cards and angel cards, but now it's one of those things where if I want to get deeper into a situation, they'll guide me to do it. But most of the stuff that you hear on the air anymore, or when I do readings with people and that kind of stuff, I hardly ever pick the cards up. It just starts flowing like that. And the same thing with people who are in gifts like you're talking about, to the point where I feel like your aunt doesn't really need anything to do. She can just command it, because basically dominion is our birthright over
the
earth.
Basically more of a ritual than anything.
Right. So I'm just saying, you have the ability to do a lot of things, and it's just the idea of working on it, and you'll be amazed what you can do. And I don't see you happen to use any tools. I feel like you're going to be a reflection back to everybody else of what they can be too, and be a really good positive example of them looking at their gifts in a different way. So you're thinking I'm mocking you.
Oh my God, I was just thinking about doing that.
Yeah, so therefore, follow through. Like I said, the card said, pay attention to thoughts and ideals, because this is divine guidance coming to you. So these thoughts and ideals and things that you want to do are coming to you for a reason. It's going to help a lot of people, and it's also going to realize you are a very powerful human being. But it's when I sit here and say powerful, it's just the idea of coming into one's own. What you were born to be in the first place. What you were born as. Now you're coming into your own to realize that's what you was in the beginning. And you always have been. Okay? So these miracle things of people freaking out going, oh my God. No. It's like sitting there going, you know something? I want you guys to all relax. If everybody would sit there and do the same thing, we're talking about Atlantis. And Atlantis, that's basically what they were doing. Everybody was focusing on their gifts, their talents, and what they were gifted to do. Plain and simple. And they focused on that all the time. There was no this thing of paying bills. Everything was taken care of. I want to say things that we're actually winding down to 2 minutes, and I want to thank everybody for being here on the show. Thank you, all the callers, and thank you for all the people in the chat room. Thank you for all the support. Thank you for all the people who donated to my fund to help me get home. And basically, with all the money that's coming in right now, my wants, needs, and desires are fulfilled every minute of every day, and today is happening as well. So thank you all for being here. Thank you, Amy, for joining us here in the last part of the show and answering some questions for us. We're going to continue with Sally and everything else. I just want to thank everybody. Thank you, Nicole. Thank you, Wanda, for being here. And just thank everybody. It's just one of them, as always, every show keeps getting better and better. It's just a great show. And I hope everybody learned a lot. I'm actually wanting people to start watching. I'm going to be on a website called With IQ, and we're actually going to start doing classrooms. And if anybody books a reading with me right now for the callers, it's $65 for a 60-minute reading. But if you call me while we're on the show right now and book one, I will take an additional 10% off that. And if you look at my regular prices, you'll see that's a really heck of a good deal. So let's take the whole thing on. And Nicole, thank you for being here. I know you popped out for a second. I hope you're back.
I'm back.
Okay, so, and Sally, with the situation you're in, I was just going to sit here and say, Amy, and thank everybody for being here. And like I always say at the end of every show, may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. And let's go back to Sally. Sally,
you guys are wonderful.
Thank you. Hey, Wanda.
Yes.
What do you think about Sally's situation? Do you have any input about what she should do with herself? And I mean, I just think she really should focus on herself and just be a great positive influence for her sisters and everyone concerned, that they're very powerful in themselves. So therefore, don't be scared of it. Use it to help.
Well,
humanity.
I don't understand where she's coming from. She's a southerner, right?
Right.
You
You're from the South, aren't you?
Yes.
You're black, aren't you?
You said what?
Are you black?
No, I'm Puerto Rican.
Okay. Now, this is one thing I noticed, though. Down South, we're brought up so much in the church that we think that we, you know, we have any power as a gift. And you know, you exercise and they don't call you a witch. So I think it can be cultural, too, why they're afraid of their gifts and power. How does God to be scared of that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was. So I can understand why your aunt or whoever would be afraid to use their powers. It's a cultural thing, too, I think.
Well, my mother is from the North, but she has been in North Carolina for the past 16, 17 years. I don't know. So I guess she must have a Southern mentality now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why I grew up, and I explained this stuff to Donnie, too. And those were a lot of problems I had, and I had to get over it. It took me, you know, getting out of that environment and moving to Arizona to really see things clearly. Because I didn't have that type of, I would say brainwashing, but almost cult-like. I had to get away from it.
If they believe
it, you take a deep breath.
What?
Sorry,
I can take a deep breath. Your energy is so nervous. I think you need to
take three deep breaths. Breathe into your nose and breathe out through your mouth.
Okay.
That was pretty powerful. That fell off my seat.
I'm just getting like so nervous around my chest. I'm listening to you talk like with that. I can just feel like you're shaking.
She's got a great voice, don't she?
Have a lisp.
You have a lisp?
Yeah, a lisp.
You do?
Yeah.
I bet when you sing, you don't.
I don't know.
I just feel like you'll be a good singer. Actually, it's not a great singer. It's something you need to look at. Think about it. I just feel like that when you resonate with your voice, people listen. That's why a lot of people are drawn to you, because you have good advice, but you also have a very loving heart, so therefore it comes through your voice.
Can't sing, but a lot of people do come to me.
So I'm just saying, you should also think, I get the impression that Sally should do her own show as well. And think about that yourself. I just feel like it's the idea of family members. I want to do a show called Superman and the Offspring That Refused to Fly, which is basically about, you know, people who have gifts and their children refuse to use them because of the stigmatism of religion and that kind of stuff. They're scared what people are going to think of them. And they're not using the example of their parents or their father and mother, that kind of stuff, who don't care. They use their gifts and that kind of stuff and help people. To look at that part instead of being fearful and not being able to express themselves and help people as well, because they're here on this planet as well. Now they keep choosing professions. My daughter does this. She tries to be a nurse, and she actually went to school. She's got a 4-degree in law and what is it, business management. And I'm like, why are you not working in the field that you chose to do? And I feel like she's like pointing out little things where she said, well, I'm comfortable here, I'm comfortable there. Because that's a worldly thing to do. She's not focusing on what she should do. She's focusing on what everybody thinks she should do. And that's what I'm saying here with you. I think you could really have a really good show that you could do once a week, have a format of showing people with the experiences that you've gone through and the experiences you're going to be going through. Because a lot of things that we do on the show, and a lot of people's shows, it's something that happened to us or something we've just gone through or something we're going through, that we just realize that going through those moments, we have a lot to teach people, and we just pass it on. And you really have a lot of things to pass on to people, things that you've done. I think a lot of people would definitely benefit and learn a lot from your teachings as well. It's a start of a journey for you, I'm telling you right now. It's like looking at the Hicks and Esther and Jerry. I mean, one of those things about the whole situation, if you really study those teachings and stuff, that's the same with John Randolph Price. When John Randolph Price wrote this book called Super Beings, he was actually living it and doing the research as he was doing this whole thing. But at the same time, he was living it. Okay, so when we're passing on things to other people, we also live these things. You know, when I sit there and tell people, I've manifested an apartment before I had the money. That actually happened. But it was telling everybody else, if someone walks up to you and says, you have to have money to do this, this, and this, and this, walk away. But in their life, that's how it works. But if you believe differently, it's the ideal of standing up for one's beliefs. Like if I saw a card for you right now, it'd be the purple one, where it says courageous. Stand up for your beliefs. Stand up for who you are. And say, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I guarantee you, once you take 100% of responsibility of realizing that, and sit there and go, okay, what's life going to offer me? Guess what you give it to? I was like John F. Kennedy. It might have been a political speech, but it meant so much. It's like, stop asking what the government can do for you, and ask what you can do. Simply put, what service? How can you serve? How can you serve humanity? I guarantee you, once you figure that out, you'll start realizing that when you open the window and you look out the door and you look out the window and you go, you see all those people, they're all in the need of service of something. And if you can provide that service, you have a very lucrative business, won't you? So I'm just saying, with you, you're a very an asset. You know, it's the ideal of situations of people saying, well, you're not making any money, so you're not an asset to society. That's not true. That's their opinion. And it's a very low opinion of saying, okay, if you don't have money, you're not worth anything. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's
you have,
horrible.
Yes. You have, you know, you are worth $1 million plus. And but you have to understand that worth before all those things start coming to you. Because if you, I'm just saying, you resonate the energy, I'm worth $1 million, I guarantee you're going to start attracting opportunities, people, and situations that are going to prove that to you. Because that's just what you're telling yourself. I'm already abundant and prosperous. You have to be abundant and prosperous before you can actually attract it to you. Like attracts like, and that's the whole thing. That's why people out there going, how come the law of attraction doesn't work for me? They haven't taken the time.
Well, I need to attract some lights.
Yeah. I'm just saying, sweetie, with the situation.
I'm very dark.
Oh, no. I'm just saying, but you are who you are, so therefore you attract whatever it is. Take a look at yourself and understand why. If there's things in... Amy?
Yes, I don't mean to butt in and or go back to where, you know, 10 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago, but I want to say, as far as your question about the relationship.
Yeah.
I keep hearing, don't hold your life back waiting for your ex. Yeah. I don't get anything about whether that, you know, whether he will come back or not. I don't hear anything that way, but
mm-hmm.
keep moving forward for yourself.
Yes.
You know, if you want to enjoy this new man in your life right now, that is fine. You know, but you really, like they were saying earlier, really need to be concerned more about your own happiness. You know, I think that, and when you are happy, this whole gift that you're seeing with the dreams and whatnot, when you are more content with yourself and not worrying about what may be, you'll find that. These gifts can become stronger. You will find ways of strengthening those gifts.
Is it? Yes, and anybody else has anything to offer? I got a little long-winded there, but Nicole.
Well, when you're talking about, it's like the whole seeing colors, I was seeing blue, like with a throat chakra, with speaking your truth.
Oh.
And you're talking about her being able to communicate and tell others like what her story was.
Yeah, blues are very spiritual colors anyway, and it's just the ideal resonating. Blue to me was almost like a connection to your throat chakra. She has a lot to talk, a lot to tell about it.
I was actually feeling like choked. I was feeling choked when I saw that too, like she's holding back.
Yeah, not talking too much.
Yeah.
I always have something to tell, always. There's never a dull moment in my life, never a dull moment.
So how old are you, sweetie? Can I ask that question?
Very young.
Okay, so you're what, 16?
Guess your guess, I'm actually 14.
Really? I would have took you, actually I saw 16. That's how people present, that's how people see you. They don't see you as a 14-year-old. But with your maturity, I would go about 25, 26. And when I really look into it as a spiritual thing, of you kicking into this whole thing, of accomplishing a lot of things before you even turn 18, where people would look at you as way beyond your years, as in realizing that you're a very old soul.
I get that.
Yeah,
a lot.
You are like, what it comes to me is you're 4,860 years old. So therefore, stop thinking about finding the right person and just let it come to you, because you're not going to find anybody who's the same age you are. So.
Yeah, and really,
that's why my mother hates everybody I talk to.
Yeah. Well, and at 14 too, there's a lot of life you have to live before you completely find who you are yourself.
Yeah, well, my ex was 19, so
yeah.
I guess that's...
I would just let go of everything right now in favor of you. And I just feel like the more you really find who you are, the more you're going to really recognize who you're supposed to be with. And it won't be any kind of anything, learning, working, or anything like that. It'll be something that's going to fall into place for you where you're going to be very happy. You're very happy with yourself anyway. You like just interacting, socializing, and just having a great time anyway. And that's what you have problems with the guy thing. It's like they put you in a situation where they want to be too serious, and you need to have fun. So therefore, you need someone to be on the same level as you are, is having fun and still accomplishing all these great things. And that's the way it is. I mean, I told people before, I used to do stand-up. And some people
really?
Say I still do. Yeah, people say I still do. So I was like, look at the thing going, my gosh, maybe it's true. The ideal of looking at people and situations and that kind of stuff going, I have a tendency to speak my mind, and working in front of people and that kind of stuff and do a lot of things I've done before, that helps me to speak my mind. I like doing that. When I was in Colorado, I got my first shop. I don't think if it would have been for my guys and angels working with me, the idea of someone walking in my shop and saying, $25 for 15 minutes, that's just too much. And I would go, I don't think so, and I'll tell you why. And I would go right into it. So, you know, that's confidence. That's just saying, hey, this is who I am. That is you. That is you right now. Okay?
May I jump
and
in?
Don't...
Okay.
Yes, you can. Go right ahead.
Okay. Yeah, because what came out big for me with you are your intuitive abilities. And as you said, sort of being uncomfortable, not quite knowing what your abilities are. And what I'm really being told to tell you is don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of what you have. You know, this is what God has given you in this lifetime. And I agree with Donnie in the fact that over each lifetime, you've sort of been working on it and storing it up. And so this is where you are right now. The other thing I'm being told, too, is that just remember that the abilities come from God. So even though we may feel like we're doing it, we're just a vessel. And so sometimes when you remind yourself you're just a vessel and the information is flowing through you, it's easier to take because you don't feel like, oh, I created that or, oh, I made that happen. You know, it's sort of like what Donnie was saying. Just imagine, understand that God is using you. God is speaking through you to help people. And if you see it that way, you'll realize that in a lot of ways the gift we have is very normal. It's really normal. And the thing is, like, actually, I'm African American, so I understand what you're saying as well. Culturally, we're made to think that if you have these abilities, there's something wrong with you, and you have to be quiet about it, and you have to keep quiet, and you can't say anything. So, on that respect, I understand that cultural aspect of it, but don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. They come from God. You know, they come from God. Just remember that.
Or even age-wise, just. I know it's like with some of my children that they just don't want to be different than anybody else or perceived as different.
I
used to have weird like notions that just like I knew when something was going to happen, and I bought a book on it, a big book on, you know, this type of thing. I have reading palms. I was reading my friend's palms today in school, doing stuff like that. And
that's a cool thing to
my
do,
mother
huh?
was like,
freaking
when
you.
She found out, she was something about a cult that she didn't like it, that it was of the devil. And I was like, she said that it's like a nobody can decipher whether it's a gift from God or a gift, like a not gift, but something coming from the devil. And
yeah,
I was into it.
I want to look at the situation, you know. I just want to look at the situation when people say things like that. I said, you have not read the Bible, have you? And they're going, oh, yes, I have. And so they're going, no, you haven't. And the Bible, Jesus knew his path. He knew exactly what he was going to do. He knew exactly how it was going to unfold. So therefore, he interpreted, didn't he? So therefore, he knew what was going to happen. He knew the outcome. He also knew it wasn't the end. It was just the beginning. So therefore, to sit there and say the devil's work, there are things out there, duality, I call it. There are bad doctors, good doctors. There's bad psychics, good psychics, and on and on and on and on. So I didn't mean to cut you off or nothing, but your mom drives me nuts. And I think that's part of the craziness with you, too, where you're sitting there going, man, you know, you think you're doing something good for people. And then somebody comes in and says, looks at you like my mom did this the other day, where she looks says, it'd be great when you actually get and you do something with your life where you're actually giving back. And I just like, what? I just realized right then and there that she has no idea what I do. And it's always got to have a paycheck along with it before there's any worth to it. Which I think in some ways, in the sense of the word, that when we're influenced by those things, those thoughts are still in our heads too, and they're influencing us in some kind of shape of the word. When we need to look at those things, and maybe there are some things that we need to let go of. And the reason I'm even bringing this up is because of what your mom said. It's the idea you need to do like I tell my mom. I just looked at her and said, you know, Mom, I understand your beliefs. And probably if I was in your shoes, I'd feel the same way too. But I'm not, and right now this is what I've chosen to do. And I have no intention of stopping it anytime soon. But I respect what you. I respect your opinion, and I respect how you feel. I just like for you to do the same thing. And just leave it at that, and then continue to do what you're doing.
Strange is, I told her about these little hotline things or whatever. I don't know what you guys call them. And she wanted to call it, but when I tell her she should pursue her gift, she's like, no. But she'll want to talk to other people who do it and hear what's coming from them. So it's like she's arguing with herself. She contradicted herself right there.
You need to trust yourself. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you saw that too. So I'm just saying, you know, you also got to come to the point too when you tell people things to understand that sometimes you're told not to say nothing afterwards because, you know, you can say it so many times that they're not willing to accept it or listen to it or whatever. Sometimes I've actually been, and actually it says this in the Bible too, when Jesus goes to a town and people won't listen to him, it says shake the dust off your feet and move on because there's more people that will listen who are open to what you're saying. And those are the ones who need your help because the people right there, in a sense, they need your help, but they're not ready to accept it. So you just move on and do what you got to do. And sometimes when it comes to parents in general, because, you know, parents say we want so much more for you. They don't realize that in the sense what they want to happen is really manifesting and is happening of you being more than what they thought you was. Okay, and that's what you are destined to be on a path. So don't let anybody deter from it because in some sense of the words, you let certain people into your life to sabotage your path. Because you're kind of scared of it. I'm just saying, do like I do. I just love the ideal of pain because it makes me realize I'm still alive. I'm still breathing, and I have so much more to learn. And also on the same thing, of situations of being different, I love being different now because I'm starting to realize one thing. A lady asked me this question. She goes, don't you ever wish you were normal? I said, I'm sorry, dear, but I am. I use all my gifts. I use all my senses, and you don't. And you should think about that and be like me and be normal. So it's interpretation, baby. So anybody else want to jump in there?
I'm all set. I don't have anything more to add to that, but I agree with what you've been saying.
How about you, Nicole?
I agree. The card that I picked for you is the world. The world. And
is that kind of like self-explanatory?
Sewing. It's so funny because I rarely use cards. But I picked the world for you, and it literally, I mean, all this, keep going. Keep going, keep going, keep going.
Your mom will come around, so just give her some time, okay?
Hi.
She still has some hormones that are kind of out of whack, too. She needs to balance that out. But I think it goes down to, I think it goes down to a more of a, well, sometimes when a person, because a lot of things we don't realize that if we continue to do the things
and some sense of the word, when you're before you got pregnant, when you got pregnant, that kind of actually maintains balance in your life. And you can balance out hormones and that kind of stuff. But we're told that when we're in certain situations, that doctors, I don't like doctors, okay? And the ones I've talked to anyway, they sit there and tell you that it's hopeless. You might as well just let them take over and that kind of stuff. And I just feel like meditations and stuff are good for everything, especially with the situation being pregnant. I've seen people who work out meditations and doing yoga and that kind of stuff just enhance the birthing experience, that they were more in control. And it actually didn't take hours. It was something that was just come in, drop it, and go. I hate to say it that way, but that's the way it happened. And they were so happy about the whole thing because they maintained and kept and focused on what they really wanted to do, which actually enhanced their child. It didn't work against them. Doctors have a tendency to feed a lot into fear. Okay, they're scared to death. Something might happen that might look bad on them. So are they really, in the sense of walking in fear, you're not doing anybody a justice, even yourself, because you're not being true to yourself, so you can't be true to anybody else. So that's why I always sit here and say, you know, be different, be who you are, and you'll realize that by doing those things, there's more people listening than you think. There really is. And we'll be right back after this word from our sponsors. Okay, so, okay, Sally.
Hey.
You know something, Nicole, you keep saying you hardly ever use cards, but in this show, for some reason, you have used cards a lot.
You understand, like, we readings, I never use cards, actually, ever. But for some
I'm
reason,
special.
Today,
you're special,
you are
okay.
Special.
I will say I use cards, too. I use some cards with her, too, and it's just the idea of focusing, trusting herself, and manifesting the life that she wants, but she already sees it. She just has to realize that's who she is. Accept it, follow through, and just have some fun. You know how much seriously, when I go to people, I've had people attack me, okay? Don't get me wrong. I've had people attack me. I've had things happen. I actually was working for a psychic line. A lady actually killed herself on the line. Now, these things are part of the equation, okay? But in the sense of those things happen, just made me a stronger person. Also made me realize that those things just happened. Those were people making their decisions and doing what they wanted to do, all right? So therefore, it was nothing I did or didn't do. It was just the idea that, in some sense of the word, even the person who killed herself, I really feel like she didn't, and I feel like what I did say to her did make a difference, and maybe I'll never know that, but I still feel that very strongly. If I wouldn't have been there and done what I did and that whole thing, then it could have been a totally, totally different situation. But you do what you do. But if I count all the times I've had little situations like this, I don't think they actually cover. I don't think it doesn't. One hand, maybe one hand. But of all the good things I feel like I've done and all the things I've accomplished, and plus all the growth that I've gone through, outweigh those like 100-fold. So, you know, that's the whole thing. And that's what you're looking at here. You're going to have a couple of these little down things where you're going to question yourself. But I guarantee you're going to have somebody come in right after that person and tell you this is exactly what you're supposed to do. Okay?
Okay.
So, all I can say is when you hang up the phone, it's time to start being you. So when you get messages and you got to pass them on, I've passed messages on in the strangest places, but I've had people come to me in the medium kind of thing where it's like there are messages that were passed on, and later on I figured out that that's exactly what they needed to hear. That's why it happened. So no matter how weird the situation is, I just keep passing them on. So go out and enjoy yourself.
All right. Thank all you guys.
You're welcome.
Oh,
you're welcome. Wanda would say thank you too, but I guess she departed and she's no longer with us. Being on the show. But I'm pretty sure she would say the same thing. She was trying to help you understand a lot of things. That that's what I'm saying. Cultures sometimes can actually be more of a limitation and holding you back. When you start looking at yourself as a spiritual being, every time I've ever seen a spirit anywhere, spiritual situations, I've seen a lot of spirits. Okay, and every time I see these spirits, the one thing I don't see is the color. Okay, all I see is a person in their true form of their spiritual self. And those all do look the same. So that would tell you the same thing, that we are all come from the source. Look at it like this too, Sally, that you are one cell in the body of God. And without that cell, God's body would be incomplete. So you're here for a reason. All right?
All right. Well, do I hang up now?
Yes, you can go now.
All right. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
So much.
Thanks, thank you for being on the show. Thank you. Thank you. You guys have a great night, okay?
You guys
bye-bye.
Too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, guys. Thank you, Amy. Thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
Do you have anything you want to ask me before you go?
No, I'm actually... I don't have any questions myself. But
are you very,
how have you been? How have you been? That's a question for you.
How have I been? I've been telling everybody I feel great and I'm well respected. So how are you?
Very good.
Yeah, she's probably tired of hearing me talk about how pissed off I am at the world. So that I wanted to give you a positive tone and say that's how I feel about you, too. I think you're just a very positive, sensational, beautiful woman, and I haven't wanted to call you lately. Because every time you pop in the show, you always seem to brighten things up for me. So,
great.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And Nicole?
Of course. I'm sorry. I'm just sitting here and...
Well, don't get me wrong. You do the same. Hey, you know something? People were in the chat room talking about you and saying, this is one of the best co-hosts you've had. They said Kat was good, but Kat didn't stick around. And I don't know what happened to Kat. She's a busy, busy, busy woman. And we'll just say she's busy and she's very spiritual. So I'm pretty sure she's not avoiding the show. I think she's just living her life, walking her path.
Yeah,
following directions she's been given, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly. So, but I'm just saying, Nicole, you should think about just in the sense of maybe coming on the show and maybe a couple of days a week and being a co-host for a while.
Okay, I think about that. I feel like we could probably work that out.
Yeah.
No, I was just laughing at the exchange between you guys. I was like, I just thought it was cute. I was like, oh. For some reason, I'm very giggly tonight. I don't know why. I'm usually not, but for some reason tonight, I'm just, everything is amusing to me. I don't know why.
That's good. Just kind of let it go and enjoy yourself, because, you know, it's one of those things. And sometimes I get caught up in the whole thing and people keep saying I'm being a hermit right now. And I'm just trying to make these shows as much as I can get into these shows, really, seriously. And when I come on the show,
really
I'm just saying, when I do these shows, I mean, I'm just like, come on, man, we got to give 100% to these people, every one of them. And the first reading we did today, I swear, that must have been, 40 minutes? So, so that was an intense reading and stuff like that. But it's like, I tell everybody, you know, I put the donations and stuff out there. I put it all out to the universe, and I just feel like, it's, you can see it like a waterfall. It's all pouring in. And it's all happening like it's supposed to. And we just keep. And I said the best thing we can do in a situation like this is just keep giving. It will balance itself out. There's too many avenues for it not to. So I'm just saying, things are gonna fall into place. I feel really good and positive about the whole thing. And I feel like in no time I'll be sitting in Colorado.
It sure does sound like it.
Yeah, so, you know, we're like, I mean, even if it's the first time I went to Colorado, it was one of those things I was thinking, okay, the money is not rolling in quick enough. I was taken care of. There was needs, and my desires and wants were being fulfilled. But it seemed like I could never get outside that realm, and I was focusing everything else. And I'm like, something's going on here. I felt like there was something on the horizon, right? All of a sudden, a client called me and basically took care of the situation where there was no money involved, and I still was taking care of myself. And the lady was like very open to saying, okay, what do you need? Okay, we'll come and get you. Well, you know, just the whole freaking thing. She gave me a job, a place to stay, and she came and picked me up. I never asked for another. She didn't ask for a dime in return. She was a little crazy when I actually got to know her better, but we look at situations of people crossing our paths in the process of just accomplishing what we've been focusing on. And, you know, that's what I felt. I felt like, you know, I've been giving my ass completely to everybody, going 100%, 100%, 100%. And then this thing came along where someone did, at that moment in time, gave 100%
so therefore I can have what I wanted. And she got what she wanted, I got what I wanted, so it was a win-win situation. That's why I keep telling everybody, too. I went down to talk to my mom, and she's like, well, you're not really bringing a lot of money in. Yeah, but the point is, you keep saying, quit doing this show for free. You keep saying the free thing, but you don't see the return on it. So therefore, you're kind of like having tunnel vision. And you should open your mind, because I feel like the reason we're here to do these shows is to do just that. Help people open their minds up to see the full picture. I mean, it's like what we're like this. We're people that are lifting these people up by the feet and giving them a glance of what it looks like on the other side of that wall. That is your life. Mm-hmm. So you're going to sit here behind the wall and have nothing, or go over the wall and have the life you want. And that's what I feel like we're here for. To give them a little boost and give them a little show and say, hey, now you got to take the rest of the effort and go over it. We've given you the view. We tell you what's up. So just do it. So if you want to get a copy of this show, send 1995. And I was actually trying to figure that out. The reason I wanted to go to becoming a pro on Block Talk Radio, because I could actually take every show myself, put it on a CD, and sell it. Because I own that. Because if you're into pro, you own your show. You own everything on it.
Oh, that's great.
So I'm not sure about this format. I feel like anything I pay for, I feel like I should have access to it. Like when I put music on the show, and people say, well, you should get permission to do that. I said, I bought it. I paid for that CD to play that CD. I understand there's a professional guy behind that thing, too. But I feel like, in the same sense of the word, my biggest thing is people who do those things just for the sake of, I love that music, and this guy's great. I think it's going to benefit that person 10 times, where that person would come back and say, well, you shouldn't be using my music on there. Because he's already seen the results in a positive way, where I don't think it'll ever happen. I really don't feel like, I mean, I really feel like that. Anything that's used on this show, anything that goes out in the stream is benefiting everybody. So therefore, why would someone want to stop that? So we just let it go.
Yeah, well, it's not like you're making money off of the music either.
No, I'm not making money off the music. It's just a format of saying, hello, welcome to the show. I move on. Everything else is basically my work. I'm sitting here talking to somebody saying, I suggest that you come with me and do a private reading, just like a doctor would do if he saw you fall down and hurt yourself. You know, come to me, we'll sit down and do a session and take care of your situation. It's just the idea of having confidence in oneself and realize that you are talented in those areas that you feel like would help this person, and that's what we're doing. So, Nicole, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
If you want to be on the show a couple more times of the week, just let me know what your schedule
okay.
looks like. And I've been trying to catch your show so I can pop in on your show, too. And
oh, yeah, it's okay. I'll be going premium soon. So once I do, then it'll be a bit easier. I may be shifting around the show times as well. I might end up doing more shows.
Okay. Well, if there's any way I can help you out, just let me know.
All right. Well, thank you. Okay,
oh, you're welcome.
Guys.
All right.
Thanks,
okay,
Amy.
Okay,
have a good
night.
You're welcome.
I would definitely... She's so late. Thanks, Nicole. You have a great night, and we'll see you later.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye
night.
Bye now.
Night.
Amy,
yes.
How are you? I didn't mean to embarrass you.
Oh, that's all right.
All right.
I'm not embarrassed.
All right. Well, thank you for being here. I really appreciate that. And what have I got to do? I really got to scoot and take care of some things down at the gym. I haven't cleaned the gym up this week, so I'm going to go down there and take care of that whole thing.
Yeah, do that. You keep your membership, right?
Yeah, and then I got to work out myself. I just got some new supplements I've been taking. I took advantage of a free offer where it was actually pay shipping and handling.
Mm-hmm.
And some new nitric. It's called NO, but it's nitric oxide.
Okay.
And it's got that and creatine and all kinds of good stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I did one workout and my it's like it's really a nice enhancer.
Mm-hmm.
I've also taken some DHEA, which people is like a natural steroid, but it's also.
Yep.
Something that's produced in the body, too, and men
yep.
have a tendency to deplete it after they turn 25.
Yeah.
And it gets getting lower and lower. So I just supplement. That's what I call supplements. That's what I look at supplement is supplementing things that our body's coming deficiency in. And the reason we don't have it because we're not producing as much as we did before. And I think it's, in some sense of the word, it's a parasuggestion, too. saying okay.
You know, something that I have not done faithfully, so I can't say, I can't tell you how well it works, but I got to believe it works.
Uh-huh.
Envisioning myself to be, at, you know, perfectly mm-hmm. healthy.
Oh, yeah,
and
I got that.
And productive as they can be.
That's one thing I put in my journal, which I'm going to start writing again here in the morning. I kind of got lost off the whole thing because I actually want to book somebody on for every day of the show and keep that going.
Mm-hmm.
That takes some talking to people, and sometimes I get a little winded on those things, but with the interviews and things, but
mm-hmm.
things work out pretty good for the shows. And I was supposed to do a reading today, which I'm going to do tomorrow at 2 for Friday.
You know, they're actually I haven't bought any of this. It's cost way too much for me, but something I've been thinking of too is telling, they say that what makes you age is your telomeres getting shorter, right?
You do what?
So your telomeres in your cells, when they get shorter, when as they wear out, as they on the DNA strands.
Boom! Yeah. Hold on for a second. Hold on. Yeah. Just hold on a second. Hello.
Hey.
What's up?
Show tonight, and I wanted to know if you wanted to come on and talk.
On your show?
Yeah.
Well, I have to check my schedule, which is wide open. But, yeah, you know, what? So you're going to do another show. When are you going to start?
Midnight.
Midnight, that's Eastern time?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're in Virginia, right? What time is
yeah.
it? Yeah, no problem. I'll show up.
All right, cool.
I'll be glad to come on there, that kind of thing. And we're still on for March 1st, too, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So, thank you. I don't know what else to say. But, yeah, let me take care of that whole thing. I got some things here to take care of about 10 minutes, so let me take care of those things, and I'll be popping right in there about midnight, maybe about 10 or after.
Okay, cool.
10 after.
All right.
All righty?
All right. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Anyway, so what I was saying is I've been trying, like I said, I have not done this faithfully as I...
The visualization?
The visualization of the telomeres being, as you know, remaining long as they... They say, you know, as you get older, they shorten.
Where are they at?
They're part of your DNA.
Okay, so there's a strand on your DNA called these things that get shorter.
The telomeres,
and the in the process of getting shorter, you get older. Or you
right.
start aging.
Right.
So if you imagine these things being longer.
Yeah.
Or staying at the same length that you want them to stay at, like, okay, this finger got short, so now I want to feel like I'm always 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that?
Yeah. I'm not sure what they would look like at that age, but that's the idea that I've brewing, you know?
Yeah, get a visualization. Give a visualization of doing that. What you might also want to do, too, Amy, maybe it might be an indirect thing to do, that you focus on a certain age that would be
mm-hmm.
comfortable for you, that might actually stimulate that to happen.
Yeah. Not that I'm looking to, like, reverse time or anything, but just as far as
sure you
not getting, well, I just
yeah.
want, I guess it is, you know, more not wanting to fall apart. You know what I'm saying?
Right. No. I understand. You focus on a lot of things with yourself, don't you?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about body-wise.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
From things that you're kind of, I don't know, they seem to be touchy situations for you.
Well, you know, I feel a lot more confident about my body image now than I probably ever have in my life. But I don't feel like, you know, looking at myself, I know I'm not in the best shape I've ever been in my life. But I feel more mm-hmm. confident about me.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I can get back to, or get to a more comfortable state for me. I'm
mm-hmm.
confident, you know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, I know you, it's like, the one thing I pick up with you, and it's one of those subjects that I kind of like hesitate to even top on is your weight.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like one of those, yeah, so I was like, okay, I understand. I pick up things like that all the time, but I just figured if you're really comfortable talking about it, you would start.
Oh yeah, I don't have any problems talking about it. It's something that I focus on a bit. Yeah.
Mhm.
I've been, you know, looking at myself. I'm like, oh well, these pants are getting a little tight. I gotta. That's what I was thinking with. I don't know how much you know about, like, Lent and all that, but that starts up next week. And I've been saying to myself, okay, well, I'm going to go through this whole, last year I did it too. I ate no processed foods during Lent, and it was actually a very good thing for me.
Yeah, it really wants you to drop on that thing, isn't it?
Oh my gosh, yes. Released a lot of toxins and
felt so much better. Preservatives work against us.
Mm-hmm.
They preserve food, but they don't preserve us.
Right.
Not in the sense, you know, it's like hormones promote the idea of growth in animals. And they also have a tendency to put us in a sense of growth, too, but not in places we like.
Right.
You know, so, people sort of talk about, I've noticed this before. I've seen girls that are 10 and 11 years old with breasts. And the only thing you can trace it down to is the idea of the milk they're drinking, is processed milk.
Well, there's
red meat.
There's hormones in the hair products, all these plastics.
Oh, that's right.
There's false hormones in them. Like there's a fake man-made estrogen. You know, not that they're deliberately trying to.
What do you think's up with Amy? She called for a while. I remember when I met her. I called her a couple of times, and she kind of put me off for a while. And then all of a sudden, if I don't call her for a period of time, she starts calling me.
Mm.
I was kind of like looking at the situation going, you know, I know she has a boyfriend. And the last time I asked a person about it, they said, well, they're together, but they really haven't determined what the relationship is, or determined the relationship. Okay.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'm not really asking for anything.
She's more of like a free spirit at the time, not for now.
Yeah, she's just, you know, when you talk to her, you really don't get that sense that she has a boyfriend.
Right.
And it's like there are certain times where she feels uncomfortable or vulnerable,
mm-hmm.
and she'll tell you.
Yep.
So you're just kind of wondering about the whole thing going, you know something? Vulnerability kind of brings out some things about people, and you're kind of wondering. Because I was telling a friend of mine, I was like, you know, right now, I'm still kind of like this thing with Shannon. That
mm-hmm.
thing's driving me crazy because she's been talking about this for the last week, where she's like putting you in training. You're in training right now. I'm like, okay, this is kind of funny. This is kind of funny for a girl who says she wants to be accepted and treated for who she is. But then she wants to put somebody in training.
Yeah.
I want to train you the way I want you to. Means to me, in the strong sense of the word, is saying. I'm not really comfortable who I am.
Right.
So I'm going to change you, so therefore you're a little bit lower than what you,
mm-hmm.
you're intimidating. So therefore we knock you down a few notches, you know?
Yep.
I'm sorry, girl.
Say, that whole thing about, you know, when you're not sure where you're at in a relationship, it's hard. It can be a hard thing. Yeah.
I'm just saying, sorry.
That's okay. I was going to say that nothing that, I mean, if you don't have to tell me anything, if you don't get anything about this, but you know what happened this week for me? I was, the guy that I told you about briefly anyway, that kind of, I was holding back for a while from, has been coming on stronger. And this last week when I was with him, I've actually, before last month, I hadn't told him anything about, this aspect of me, you know, as far as being able to connect
mm-hmm.
with spirit and all that. But I've been opening up to him more, and it's a little bit surprisingly to me, he's been actually accepting and believing what I told him. I guess I thought he was a little more uptight than that, you know? But
Right, yeah.
But he has been accepting it, and,
Well, that's good.
This week, when I was, he came to visit me at my lunch break, and I got to tell you, all I could see around him at one point was little rainbows all around his face.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
It is. I could not stop smiling.
Well, that's cool.
I just felt, you know, it was just like such a happy feeling I got with that. That was just
mm-hmm.
great. Yeah.
So let me ask you a question real quick, too. And the process mm-hmm. is Shannon. Shannon right now is supposed to be in the process of coming down here to move to Ohio. She actually has some people that she's going to be staying with until she gets an apartment.
Oh.
And so she says she's coming down here. So my question is, do you see her coming down here this weekend?
This weekend?
Visiting me this weekend, Saturday or Sunday, doesn't matter.
The first thing I hear is yes.
Okay,
I don't know,
cool.
Saturday or Sunday, but...
She's definitely coming down.
Yeah, awesome. So you just had to hold back a little bit and have some patience with this, right?
Yeah, because she was pushing all the time for me to get an apartment and do the whole thing. I'm like, this is a learning lesson for you to help you realize what you can accomplish on your own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, because I asked her flat out, I said, you keep saying you want me to help you with this thing. I said, I could go look for apartments for you and give you some prices and that kind of stuff since you can't find some places on the internet. I understand that point of view. But I said, so what do you want me to do? I'll go find them and you pay for them.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, well, I thought we were going to be working together on this. I said, Shannon, this is what, if I was in your shoes and I was getting a big tax check back of $9,000 and I was in a position to help me and my significant other get a place and I was the one that had all the money to do so and all the opportunities, I would definitely do that because I feel like it would actually enhance and help the relationship later on because it would give me the strength to realize what I can do. So these
mm-hmm.
are just little steps of finding the apartment, paying for it, taking care of the situation, that kind of stuff. Therefore, if I'm in that good standing, then I know the person I'm with, if they're not at that time, they will be because
mm-hmm.
we're in alignment. So she changed her tune.
There you
she's is. She's another woman who gets mad at me because she said, I'm tired of you being right. I said, oh, so you're tired of me thinking I'm right? And she goes, no, I'm tired of you always being right. I'm not.
Right.
You know, but I'm just saying, you know, there is a time in certain situations where it's just, you know, I feel like there are times where you're going to be in a position where you're going to know everything. You're going to know exactly what to do. That's what we're all striving for. My friend used to do that to me all the time. She goes, you're not Jesus. But I said, is there anything wrong with me trying to strive to be that?
No, that's what we're all told. That, you know, if you go to church, everybody's supposed to, you know, that's what you're supposed to imitate, right? It's Christ.
Well, I have done some shows lately where we've actually taken 20 to 40 minutes and just talked about the idea of Jesus' life and how much you can actually learn from that about manifestation, the idea of your path, your chosen path, how you can actually get knocked off, or not really get knocked off, but question it. Because
mm-hmm.
there's certain parts in the Bible where Jesus is, I wouldn't say he's questioning it, but he's asking God, is there a different way, a better way?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, me personally, if I knew I was going to get my butt beat as bad as he did, I'd be asking God, too, is there a different way to do that? Because it's like, when I'm in spirit, nothing can hurt me. But I'm in a
mm-hmm.
human body, you know, this is going to hurt.
Right. But
and
you do know that the day that you rejoin, that's all full of love. But still, being human and knowing what you're going to face, yeah, I got to say that has to be probably one of the hardest things, knowing that you are going to die.
But Jesus pulled it together of having human, having the physical and the spiritual together as one.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all striving and go, okay, let's do it, man. Just realize it. Like it says in that one part of the book, I love this part of this book where it talks about where it says, you know, the fact that while we are not all of God, God is all of us.
Mm-hmm.
So you might not believe in God, but God believes in you, so therefore you exist.
Yep.
So, on that note, I'm going to get out of here and get ready to go to Amy's show and make a guest appearance. I actually had a show called the Dream Team 1. I made a guest appearance on their show yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
They actually came to me and asked me if I would be on their show.
Cool.
And this lady gave me this introduction like I had never had one before. I was like, wow, you're lucky I can actually get out my bedroom door. You know, I was just like,
your head stuck in the door frame.
Yeah, because I was like, thank you so much for that introduction. Because she was like, she basically said that she listened to my show, and she said that the information he gives will not just help you for the day or the week, it will help you for a lifetime. And I was just like, well, thank you so much. I'm like, I almost fell off my freaking chair on that one. And she goes, well, you deserve it because I've actually listened to your show. And then she came to the show that last night and got some advice and stuff. And I'm really hoping that she does take advantage and calls me up and takes advantage of the situation with a private reading.
Yeah.
I really do. So I will I will probably give you a call tomorrow.
Okay.
Alrighty?
Sounds good.
Okay, you have a fantastic night.
You too, Donnie.
Bye-bye.